Well, it's that time of year where the sun's in my face.
And
we have an intro?
And 5, 4, 3. Hi, welcome to the show. This is Puke and the Gang. Happy to be here.
Welcome to episode 297!
Your mic isn't working.
I know.
I didn't want Puke to ruin it again.
What?
Where's the music, though? There's intro music.
Are my levels good? I don't really talk very loud.
They are. Fine. No, here's the thing. And what do you guys think? Peter and Macy are on the show. I mean, the chat says and Macy are on the show.
Yeah, I've legally changed my name. It's a real pain.
And Puke's here.
Hi.
But I want to know this. So when we do the point thing, it's obviously fun for us in the studio. But for the listener, they don't get a feel for what's going on, and then Puke immediately explains what's going on, which ruins everything.
Wait, you're explaining it right now.
I know.
I didn't say anything about
pointing. I know, but because you started talking, I knew you were going to start talking, so I muted you before you started talking, so you didn't ruin it prematurely,
yeah.
Because we pointed at you. You knew it was coming. You know how this goes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you knew the point was coming, and you started talking, so we let you go. We let you talk, and then you paused. And that's where Puke would normally jump in, so I muted him. So there was just a pause, so that it kept going, and it was still on you, and then you feel like all the burden's on you, and you're going to continue to feel awkward. For I would like it to go on for several minutes.
Yeah, it'll go on for like an hour and a half. I'll probably drive home and be like, oh my god, I didn't talk.
Yeah, definitely the best way to start a show is with awkward silence.
I think it is. I think it is the best way.
I think the listeners should write in. Do they like our retarded awkward silence bit?
No, because they don't ever get to hear
the
awkward silence.
Ask the chat if they like awkward silence.
Oh, good point.
Or they like Puke going, oh my god, this episode.
So and so's here.
I don't mind Puke's
like chicken, too. Who ate
All right, I'll hold on.
The chicken.
All right, well,
it just like has chicken.
It needs barbecue sauce.
So Andrew's going to get you a new muff.
Ooh.
And while he's getting a new muff, I'm going to mention that it's episode 297 of Puke in the Gang because I was muted earlier. And you can help out the show by going to pukeinthegang.com/VIP for Private Channel Lounge, our VIP section. For as little as $5 a month, you can help us out with a shoe. And you get some extra content in the background. A show at pukeinthegang.com for some emails. I got an email today from...
Puke.
Yeah, it's Jets.
Timer is what people are saying.
Macy and
the timer's on.
Would make a great team double teaming putting
ball.
A condom on a penis.
Like, wow. How does this work?
Okay. Even if, especially if it's not hard. Like, I can hold, you know, hold the shaft and kind of squeeze.
Yeah, and I can just kind
of... Yeah, and I would squeeze
exactly
blood into the head. And then she would peel the condom apart, even if it's extra tiny.
Yeah.
We could get it done. We could get it done. So, Peter, if you ever need help, you know who to call.
Definitely.
No.
That's great.
You want me to be a part of that?
Now back for the awkward silence and go. Perfect.
So, Peter and Macy are here. They were here last night.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Peter the day before.
Didn't do a show, though.
We've been seeing each other a lot lately.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Peter.
It's getting serious.
So much Peter.
I sweat in his mouth.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys call it?
I've consumed Peter's bodily fluids.
That's my favorite jackrabbit.
So, that happened because Trevor, who's been on the show pretty recently, he's building a building. Right?
Yes.
Build.
And we're going to get into this building right now, then, because we brought it up. So,
we're actually in the building right now.
Trevor's building requires a lot of just manual labor and sweat. They got elementary turbo feeders, toilet seats, electric heater, tractor
magnets, tractor cameras, and auto meters, walkie-talkies, copper wire, safety goggles, radial tires, BB pellets, rubber mallets. This is what it takes to make a building.
That was fun. That was really apropos. Wow. I like that. I didn't know where that came from.
I finally had a reason to play the hardware
store. Yeah, I'm glad that you've never played that before.
Is that Weird
Al? It is Weird Al.
It sounds like Weird Al.
Well, I have played it before.
And I got mad?
Yes, because it took me like four times playing it before.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning of the song, which starts with it's like a weird intro that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense because only the person that knows the song, i.e. me, wouldn't understand the context. So I eventually did
kind of like
it.
When you're like, oh, Beautiful Mind music. Yeah.
Beautiful Mind music?
Oh, my God. Somebody mentioned math one day, and you're like, oh. And then an hour later, there was like some music no one's ever heard before.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you guys get it?
But that's why I have my button now on my big knob, because I can push it, and then I can listen to all the music
I want. She's listening to music right now.
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
Not
Chariots
the show.
Of Fire.
Oh.
I meant, huh?
What the fuck that is?
So anyway, we're building this building, and what happens is, it's tall. How tall is the ridge of this building? It's a metal building. It's 30 feet by 40 feet.
Yep, and let's see. The eaves are 15. The ridge has got to be 24, somewhere around
24.
There.
24. Yeah. So, because it's so high, we have to have a scaffolding that goes up really high, and we're working on these vertical panels, and someone has to be at the top. Someone has to be at the bottom. Someone has to be the middle. It's kind of like a vertical human centipede. And Peter keeps making his way to the top. And
that's the easiest spot to be in.
He's a sweaty guy.
Oh, so far, I've dripped on Trevor's wife.
Oh.
She did not like that. I got it. Did I get it in your mouth?
Oh, yeah.
I got it in your mouth, and more I got it in Trevor's
once.
Mouth. Well, they look up at, you know, at me. Mm-hmm. With their mouth
open.
Yeah, because we're trying to see where he's at. We're like looking up at him, and he's just drip, 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 yeah. Left and right, like all over the place.
Liters of water pouring
out
of my
I have a recording of that.
Also, fudge soap.
What?
What?
I don't know what that was.
Fudge soap. That's what he says. That? Peter says that.
Peter says fudge soap?
Yeah, he says.
When does he fade?
Also, fudge soap.
I don't think that's Peter.
Nah,
it is.
That's not me.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
What is fudge soap?
I don't know. You guys were drunk on the fucking after show.
All I have to say is don't use the bar soap in the shower.
Sarah's in a bar soap in the shower?
Oh.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got the panels, and as of today, we've gotten 3/4 of the walls up.
Yeah, and when you say walls, like this is just the skin of the building. There is a lot more wall to be built inside.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
of
building
these 3 walls.
Basically, it's the size of your house.
It's bigger than my house.
Bigger than your house.
My house is 24 by 24.
And then he's going to build a house within this house.
Yeah,
that's
steel structure. It's exactly, not like a steel beam structure.
Yeah, it's a steel
beam building,
pole barn type thing.
Ooh.
You
know? So yeah, we've
been
over there.
Pole barn.
Yeah. Working on that a lot lately, and he's trying to get it cranked out while he's on vacation.
That's where strippers go in the off season. The pole barn.
Yeah, I think he wants to get the last wall up next week, so that Adam's got a roofing crew that's going to come by and finish.
Adam's a contractor.
Yeah. They got elements of the roofing.
All right.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know if I want to hear that again now.
I will not play that ever again. It is actually. And so they've got to get that shit done before the snow comes.
Well, before that, it's just going to spit leaves all over the place inside the building.
Go.
Yeah.
Without a roof, leaves go in.
It took like half an hour to sweep all the leaves out today.
Yeah. So. And it's only the end of September.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the building's fun. Trevor's much more ambitious than I am.
Jeez.
My ambition runs out at the extent of, hey, let's change the transmission on this fucking pickup truck.
He's got he's doing that. He's got his basement he's redoing.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the giant garden. I don't know how he does it.
He's a very organized man. Yeah. Like, I walked into his basement.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got these big shelves and a bunch of storage bins on them. Every storage bin is labeled. It doesn't say, like, winter clothes or, you know, poopy boots, winter clothes.
No, he's got a database.
Like yeah, it says, like, T24.
Fuck yeah!
It's unbelievable. I look at this. I'm like, what does it
fuck
say?
Fuck yeah!
I'm like, he must have, like, a spreadsheet for this.
Oh, yeah. He has a database that they log all of their storage needs. I'm not
and
even kidding.
Have you seen their pantry?
It's quite impressive.
No, I haven't seen the pantry.
Holy shit. It's like it's a supermarket. Like, you go down the stairs and you look to your... You go down the stairs and you look to your left, and it's just, I think, four shelves of food. There's canned stuff. There's jarred shit. There's, like,
jarred
rice.
Shit! Not popular around this time of year,
just,
Rosh Hashanah.
There's so much food. And it's scary. Like, they're prepped for everything. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Kosher jarred shit.
Well, I went in his basement, and I'm like, that's 3 refrigerators.
Yeah.
He has a kitchen
upstairs.
He has upstairs.
3 refrigerators?
There's 3 more in the basement.
Well, it's because when they killed all their chickens, they had to shove them somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You guys are giving away his zombie apocalypse plan, so.
Exactly.
Nobody ever finds out where he lives.
So then they do that.
We're just complimenting him. He's got his shit together.
He absolutely does. Like, he must be on Amazon every day spending thousands.
No.
I think he is.
I don't think he would do that.
I feel like he's spending all his money now to just get everything in place. So like a year from now, he's done ever having to buy anything again.
Right. That's how it
and
works.
He's just going to live like a millionaire. from there on out.
Smart guy.
He's going to trade in the minivan, buy a Aston Martin, and then he's done.
Okay.
Life accomplished.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a thing, but I don't think he would do that.
Oh, okay.
He's better than that.
You got walls and no roof.
Yeah, it looks really cool when you lay on the concrete and look up.
Oh,
I haven't done that.
That's neat.
So once the walls,
can you see the sky?
Yeah.
Oh,
and leaves from the surrounding trees.
It's gonna get real dark in there, even in the daytime, because there's no windows on this building.
Yeah,
just like I like it. Yep. And but we can. He bought lights, so there'll be lights inside the building, like temporary
lights.
And we'll be able to work on the building like all winter, right?
Yeah, it's probably going to take all winter to do.
I think it's going to take longer than that.
Yeah, because he's insulating the hell out of this thing. It's going to, you'll be able to hear a pin drop. It is, it's already pretty quiet. Like, you can notice it.
You mean I won't be able to hear a pin drop?
Doesn't matter.
I feel like regardless of insulation, if I'm in the building and a pin drops,
you will be able to hear it because that's the only sound that will happen in that room.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That was a bad way of putting it.
No, I think that is exactly how the phrase goes. It's so quiet you could hear a pin drop.
He should have said you wouldn't be able to hear a drummer outside the building.
Yes,
or something
loud.
Like, you could blow an air horn in the building and you wouldn't hear it outside.
If you were playing this as loud as possible outside in a car stereo,
huh?
You would not be able to hear it on the inside.
So that's fun, and it's exciting, and it's kind of really scary. I don't know how he's not.
Why is it scary?
Just constantly shitting himself.
You know, he could be a serial killer.
Oh.
And then you wouldn't hear the screams from outside the building.
Yeah.
What? And that's why he has all those freezers?
That would be... Oh.
Oh, my God. Mind blown.
That would be the biggest Dexter room ever.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yes.
That's huge. It's that he's a serial killer. There it is. We just broke
it. That's got to be it. And he's got all those chickens to eat all the remains, too.
Yeah.
All the parts he doesn't want.
Didn't he want to get pigs? His wife wanted to get pigs.
Yeah, she's in on it.
So no one go over his house after that building's done because you're going to be the first victim.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That is kind of scary.
I feel like Nancy Drew. I just cracked the fucking case. Mic drop.
Yeah. Has anybody actually seen him work?
All right, TCS, what you're going to have to do.
No one's actually seen him do work,
right?
And
he has that stuff that disintegrates bodies. What is that?
Lime?
Yes. The wife has buckets of lie. She has lie.
For what? What is it
used for? We were just talking about murder. She's like, I have lie. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I was
to wash clothing or something?
I've said too much. No. Come into the basement.
Yeah. All right. Trevor's he's a murderer.
You know what you guys have to do is, since you're building the building, you have to put in secret keys to get out in case you're trapped in there.
He could be the next Jigsaw.
Yeah. You'll know where the knife is. You'll hide a knife in the wall. You just have to punch through the drywall. There'll be your knife that you pre-hid, and then you'll be able to get out.
Some clever listener who's good with graphic design or Photoshop or whatever those fucking computer programs are.
Yeah, fucking nerds.
Take a picture of Trevor from the website or the Facebook or whatever it is and make the Jigsaw guy out of him.
Yeah, you could go on his building blog.
But holy shit.
It's studio.parscale.com.
I think so too.
Oh my God.
You can go on there. You can look at all the building progress.
I'll still risk it. I still like going there.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast.
I know, but then we're going to be like, where's Andrew? And then we're going to go downstairs in the basement, and you're going to be in the freezer with the chickens.
Hey, there'd be worse ways to go. You know, I'd be kind of happy knowing that my remains went to make Poopy Boots even bigger. He is the biggest kid. How old is that kid?
Poopy Boots?
Yeah.
It's like two or three.
Like two or three.
He's a huge toddler.
I think he's three.
Yeah, he's almost as big as me.
He is a big kid. Yeah. He's going to be a giant. Trevor's pretty big. You know, he's like six foot.
No, he's not.
No, really? You're taller than Trevor.
Trevor's as tall as me.
Really?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
As tall as Trevor.
Okay.
You were the tallest person in the circle of friends.
Yeah, because when we're standing there doing things on this building, I think, oh, that thing's high. One of us should reach it. Probably not me. And I look at Trevor and I go, oh, I guess not him either. Peter, go reach that.
I don't notice. I'm taller than everybody. It's the only time I notice is when someone's bigger than me. Like that tall guy at trivia.
Oh, yeah.
The tall guy at trivia.
There is a tall man at trivia.
He's like 7 feet tall.
Really tall man. And Peter feels, what, belittled?
Yeah, because it's literally rare. When you're over 6 feet tall, it's rare.
I'm used to being the tallest person in the room everywhere I go.
And then when there's somebody else in the room that is taller than you, it's time to fight.
But it's great because the first time that the tall guy walked in the building, Peter didn't even like make himself taller. He just shrunk down and looked at him.
I got in the submissive pose.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was like, whoa. And he's like, guys, did you see that he's taller than me? And we're like, Peter, we know. He's taller than me. I got to kill him.
So, speaking of trivia, this week at trivia, Macy made us all dress up as pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Did we get any pictures of that?
No. Oh, wait. There's probably the one where I'm pissed off at you. You took that picture.
I have pictures. But we all dressed as pirates, and the reason was because we get extra points for dressing as a team.
Oh,
and I thought, oh, how fancy. What a great idea, because there have been times where we've been one away from winning, and this might be how we win, even though it's kind of cheating. So Peter and I were there early, and Peter goes and gets the pirate garb from the pickup truck, and we're like, oh, this is great. This is, we can put on this pirate stuff, and this will be fun. We'll all be dressed up. I won't feel weird because I'm not the only one dressed up. Then every other team walked in dressed up.
But some of them were dressed up not very well. Like the paper
the Misfits,
towel hats.
They had paper hats and tinfoil hooks.
Yeah.
Well,
come
that's
on.
Just because they have a really lame name. There's no way they can do anything else that isn't lame.
Yeah. They're good, though. They are good.
Yeah, they are smart.
They didn't beat us, did they?
No.
Yeah, I don't. Not this time.
They're as good as us.
Next, this week, this coming week, is architecture is one of the subjects. So, Peter, chat says you better not suck at it.
Not necessarily. Kirk was just taking suggestions, and we all ran up there. Oh, good, do this one. This
you were the only group that ran up as like a whole. Just,
our entire team ran up and all shouted out suggestions.
Can't. Yeah.
Liz said like 90s TV or music.
So it's
or 90s
music, 90s movies, architecture, two other things.
Well, we've already done 90s music.
And it's 90s music
forever. I
assume
Andrew just screamed Cars.
I screamed John Cusack.
Oh. Yes, that's one.
That's what I said.
He's not going to do that. He's not going to give.
No, he's going to pick one out of all of our suggestions because it wouldn't
was
be
architecture.
Fair.
What if he does
Fuck.
All?
Oh yeah, he already announced it.
What if he does nothing but a category on Joan Cusack?
Would you I'd be pretty. Yeah, I'd be pretty good at that too.
Okay. That'd be okay.
She was
it's
in
Deborah.
Yeah, she was in Adam's Family.
So speaking of Adam's Family,
oh,
is
man.
Nick's on board? Right?
I think
so.
I think he is.
I don't know what board I should be.
So let's get Puke on board. So Macy, explain the plan to Puke.
Well, surprise, you're going to be part of the Adams Family for Halloween. No, you're in.
No,
you're, nope,
done.
You have to
be
in.
Be in.
I don't like anything
just
with the okay, nothing that ends in family is good.
The Adams Group, is that better?
Okay.
Adams
okay,
and the
now
Gang?
I'm listening.
Adam,
yes.
Adams,
Adams
and the
gang.
Gang.
They have
okay.
to be a gang.
All right, it's Adams and the Gang.
I'll play this music the whole time.
Oh, great. So, Chad says is going to be Pugsley. I'm Wednesday. We got Gomez because, I mean,
I'm
he
Gomez.
Looks like Gomez.
I don't know what that is.
Raul
what?
Julia.
You're not
look
Mexican.
It up. Just type in Adams Family.
Yeah, look up Gomez Adams.
You superimposed my face on top of Raul Julia's for an episode about my road trip.
Did it? Well, he wasn't playing the Adams Family, though.
Just images. Why can't you click
well,
images?
Well, he did in the 19
whatever. It's the one from the nine Adams That's, Family Values.
There he is, right in the middle.
This one?
Where's down, yeah, that
that's
one
it.
Or down one. Oh. There you go.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, it's on this one, too. Doesn't that look like him?
If he gets a little pointy mustache.
I gotta get skinnier.
I don't...
No, you're
does
fine.
That look
it
like Andrew?
Yeah, it does. It's just like a little bit of pale makeup and like crazier eyebrows. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, he's got to get his face blown out there.
No, that's the old one, but looks
oh,
similar.
That's the old one. Okay.
Well, we're just going through everyone we
oh,
know.
Oh, the second row down, second row, third
like
in.
Characters.
Boom.
Oh,
there
you have
go.
To you have to hold a cigarette holder in your mouth?
There's also one where he's holding a rose in his mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. A like cigar. A thing, like you can just smoke all night.
So Nick has to be my wife.
Yeah. Should bring up Morticia.
Adam's Family Values, Morticia.
Make sure nobody talks while I type.
Okay. That's what we're doing.
And I assume a cast image. Let's see here. Well, that's not a very large image.
No.
Who's going to play... wait, what's Lurch? Who's the tall
guy? We need to befriend the tall guy.
Oh,
be a good Lurch.
What a perfect reason to not kill him.
Yeah. Well,
I think
Pew
could be Lurch.
But well, speaking of Joan Cusack, there she is in the wedding dress. Oh, you missed her.
There okay, yeah. This will Puke. You gotta be.
You gotta be.
Faster.
You gotta be faster.
I
Puke.
Have to be faster because I looked like him when I shaved my head.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I said. I said Puke was bald once. He looked like that.
Yeah. And I did find the hand on Amazon, and that is in my cart.
No, or Puke. You could buy one of those neoprene black full body suits and cut off just the hand, so you could creep around.
Yeah, you gotta cover your face too, though.
Yeah.
I won't be able to see anything.
They're like $40 on Amazon. Mm. You can buy one of those, cut the hand off, and
it might get sweaty in your leotard.
Yeah, it's gonna be very revealing. But, yeah, you know, wear black shorts over it. You know.
All right, this week at a trivia, I'm gonna ask the tall guy to be Lurch.
That would be so funny.
But again, what's the point of this? Why?
Because number one, it's fun. Number two, it's Halloween, so fuck you. And number three, there's a costume contest.
Oh, there's a costume contest?
Yeah. Wait, isn't there a costume contest?
Yeah.
Well, we're obviously going to win.
I'm just doing what I'm told.
I just think it's going to be fun, because I already got my Wednesday dress, and he already has his outfit.
Yeah,
so.
I look just like him. I just got to shave my beard.
Yeah, you'd have to shave your beard.
It's scary.
And get a Bobby Hill haircut.
Yeah.
No.
Is it still fun?
Luckily, I don't change my hair at all. I just got to add a mustache.
The part that sucks is he has to get rid of his beard, and like, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can, like...
It'll come back.
I know, but like, it'll be gone. I'll be like, you just look like a giant 12-year-old boy.
What if it doesn't come back?
I will cry so many tears. Oh, God.
Just come back. Comes back right here in the middle.
So Fester kind of looks like a pirate. That's going to be the hardest costume,
Lloyd.
I think. I know it's Christopher Lloyd.
I have that little thing that he has.
The scarf thing?
I have the scarf thing because I use that for my pirate suit.
There you go.
Ooh.
So that's...
There's,
really
there's
just
other outfits
coat.
He has. Yeah, I think there's one where he's in just a brown
This is the
coat.
Most formal of their get-ups.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Nick has to be Morticia. He has to have very flowing sleeves.
Yeah. A tight dress.
A deep cut.
$25
he
on
gets
Amazon.
To wear nail Nick. Polish,
yeah,
lipstick.
He's down with that.
The wig.
Yeah.
It's a straight black wig.
Oh, that's going to be hilarious.
And we got to white makeup him.
Yeah, we all got to get white makeuped.
See, I just don't know how that's going to work because there's really pale makeup, but then you can mix regular makeup with white like face paint.
Isn't that racist?
No, it's only if you do blackface.
Oh!
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, white face is fine. Yellow is questionable.
But there's Joan Cusack married to Fester.
I think Liz is going to do that. I think Liz is...
Pukes your wife. Liz is your wife. Puke.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's going to wear a white pantsuit.
And she's just going to scream, it's Deborah!
It's Deborah! I guess
oh,
it's
I get
black.
Stabbed with a fork.
Yeah. Perfect.
So,
according to this image,
do you think we could find one of those rubber things so you don't have to cut your hair?
Oh, the bald cap? Oh, we
know.
Definitely
those
find one of those in a Halloween
my
store.
Head. I don't give a shit. It's right. All in the rage. I love Nazis.
It's all the rage.
Great.
So, yeah. Okay, let's stop looking at photos.
That's going to be great.
But, yeah, I'm totally down. Yep. I'm excited, especially because I have the coolest costume.
Oh, yeah, the smoking jacket.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
And that'll be useful going forward. I feel like it'll just be fun to wear around the house.
Yeah, I
just answer the door
like
for the
12-year-old boy.
Man.
Yeah, or out to the store or the bar.
Yeah,
or the
for
restaurant.
Trivia.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah.
You wear it to work.
Your vaping
robe.
Vaping robe.
No, I need to get one of those cigarette extenders.
Yeah,
like Cruella
DeVille. Cigarette holder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point. That's how I search for it. Cruella DeVille cigarette.
Cruella
or
DeVille.
Lucille Ball.
Sure.
Yeah. Why is it so feminine?
Doesn't Aubrey Hepburn have one too?
Because it's so.
Fuck, why is it so feminine?
It's so the ladies' fingers don't smell while they're smoking.
Oh, is that what it is?
I believe so.
I thought it was because you kept a razor blade in one end and you could poke their eyes out.
Yeah, that might
be cool.
It too.
I thought it was a blowgun.
Ooh, maybe.
It should be.
Just made their own sound effects in the studio.
Sorry.
So,
look at that. You can get one for like $5.
Sweet.
But that's a fake one.
Doesn't look fake to me.
It says new.
It says real.
Real cigarette holder. Long flapper gangster Hepburn costume accessory.
Why is it so effeminate?
That is a really long title.
Those are
title.
Just the hands. The hands don't come with it.
Yeah.
If only.
Yeah. She uses jerkins.
You're going to need Trevor's barn for that to get those hands.
God. He's a serial killer.
So, Puke, you said we had some emails?
Yeah, we do. Want to go to them?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, the chat says, listen to this.
Yeah, so he sends me this a couple days ago.
Oh, did he?
Text.
Ooh.
And I just go, okay. Well, I don't know how long I listen to this by myself for.
Right.
But, yeah, go ahead and email that to the show. Otherwise, it's never going to fall into my phone and never come out.
Wait, who left? Who was that?
Whoever recorded this laugh.
Jesus, okay, there's enough of that.
Like
well, thanks, chat. Says, this is very
weird, because it sounds like you when you're farting. It's like you recorded it yourself.
Did you record it yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you lying?
No. Yeah, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It's someone else's butthole.
Great.
Let's see here. Tabagotchi writes in and says...
Tabagotchi.
Tabagotchi. Declutter your Chrome browser tabs or this Tamagotchi clone will die.
Clone.
So I guess this is for Nick, who will never be on the show again, I guess. Google cleverly designed Chrome to prevent inevitable blah, 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 blah. There are tools, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's a little game, I guess, you
looks
can get
like
to
a cabbage
somehow. So
or a radish.
How does one's browser get cluttered? What does that mean, cluttered?
Well, porn? when you're in Pornhub and you just have infinite tabs.
Oh, tabs.
Oh, you just
That's
mean
why you have to
tabs?
Do private mode.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Like just a million tabs up.
Well, like, yeah, because like if you're on the sites that are naughty sites, like if you click on something, like two pop-ups come up, but in the background. So then when you close out like the naughty site, there's like four.
I thought that went away like 10 years ago.
No, that's still around.
Okay,
no.
I haven't looked like, at porn on a computer.
It's
in
even
years.
On your phone too. Like even if you go to like those weird sites,
yeah,
like,
things pop up and I go ah. And
yeah,
I click
you're
it.
Like
I click
congratulations, Verizon Wireless user, and I'm like, oh, what do I do? Close? I don't know.
Everybody wants my penis to get bigger.
Okay.
I'm just saying, when I'm on the phone looking at porn,
true.
Every single person on the internet, I just assume the internet's watching me through my phone.
And your small dick.
And they all want my penis to get bigger. Yeah.
So this Tabagotchi Chrome extension, every time you open a new tab, you'll be greeted with a little virtual pet that you can fuck.
And it hurts it?
No.
Though when you open more tabs, it hurts it?
No.
I thought the point was to encourage you to clean up your tabs.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. We've been over this.
Well, no, we're discussing it right now.
Johan's right.
No, we're discussing it right now. I don't think I like that. Because every day at work, I have lots of tabs open because doing lots of projects.
Lots of porn.
No, no porn on the computer. Lots of projects.
Porn project.
And I might have 20 tabs open. How painful is that to the Tabagotchi?
I don't know. I should try it. You should try it and see if you kill it.
I don't want to hurt a fictitious.
It's not real. It doesn't have a soul.
I still don't like
it's literally pixels dying.
I don't like the idea of it unless it's human-like. Like, I play this game on my phone called like Hill Climb or something, and it's a man, like a redneck guy driving a Jeep, and you flip him over, he just breaks his neck. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. But if it was like a puppy driving and it broke his neck,
sad.
I'd feel awful.
Yeah. Okay. I play a game called Baby Chucker at Jet Engine.
Yeah, that's
style.
Fun too. But if it was like
North
Kitten
Korea.
Chucker.
That'd be sad?
Yeah, it would be
yeah,
sad.
Would
oh
be
my
sad.
God.
See?
Why'd you have to say Kitten Chucker?
I'm just.
I don't know if I can keep going.
I'm just trying to have you relate. But yeah, right, like, well, even a little leaf monster.
You've really showed me a lot.
Even
of
a little 2-bit leaf monster, I would feel bad.
Leaf monster.
I think it works.
It's a radish. It just looks like a radish with legs.
Oh.
Like
there
a Pokemon radish.
Anthropomorphic radish. I don't want to hurt it.
Well, anyway, Nick, install that shit.
I kind of like the way radishes look, actually.
What the fuck does that mean?
Let's think about this.
I like the way radishes look.
Do you think they're cute, or are they just like aesthetically pleasing to you? I
feel like it's aesthetically.
Fuck me a radish.
They don't taste that great. They're like a retarded onion.
No,
I don't think
gross.
I've ever eaten a radish.
Probably
I've eaten,
on a salad.
Fine.
Yeah, only on
probably.
A salad is when they show up.
I've had them raw,
yeah.
too.
Ew.
But I feel like it's a much more aesthetically pleasing vegetable than most. Like, broccoli is actually pretty aesthetically
broccoli,
pleasing.
Broccoli, I like. They're
like
little
yeah.
trees.
It's like a little pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. It's like I'm looking down at the earth from high above or a model train set.
Fractals.
Mm. Like yeah. a mountain in a model train
yeah.
set.
Yeah.
But... No, the radish, it's good looking. It looks better than onions. It's smaller. It's the right size. Like, it's not kind of big and scary. It certainly doesn't look like it's growing while you stare at it like a potato. Like, a potato looks like it's moving.
It's got eyes. It's
really?
Like, it looks like it's bubbling slowly in front of you.
Kind of fucking
Do you do drugs before you make food?
No. I never do drugs anymore.
Okay.
But... Think about it.
Alcohol is bad.
No, I'm just thinking about this now.
But what is the least aesthetically pleasing vegetable out there?
Mushrooms.
Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Avocados are annoying.
It's a fruit.
It doesn't matter what they are. They're the worst.
Well, they look awful, but they're good.
I like
I'm
avocados.
Have to say no.
Me too.
Everyone's obsessed
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, kind of weird looking. Yeah, it is a weird trendy food right yeah. now, that's for sure.
Like, oh my god, avocado toast. It doesn't taste like anything.
Kiwi looks like someone's severed testicle.
Oh yeah, that's pretty gross.
Like a severed testicle of a giant.
Yeah.
That's a kiwi.
It's not really a giant.
However, what tastes better, a kiwi or a radish?
A kiwi, for sure. You wouldn't have any
kiwi.
Idea.
I disagree.
You've never eaten one.
But
how would you know?
I understand that the public at large probably likes kiwis better than radishes.
Not all kiwis. Some are, if they're out of season, they're awful.
I just don't think the radish is getting
out
its
of
due.
Season.
Name me
what
a vegetable that looks better than a radish.
Tomatoes.
Pumpkins.
Tomatoes.
No. Pumpkins look awful. Pumpkins look like they have cancer.
What pumpkins are you looking at?
You look at any pumpkin. And
that pumpkin does not have
pumpkins.
Cancer.
What's on the top? What's the lumpy shit on the right of
the
top? The
stem.
Nope, to the right of the stem.
What's his dick?
The pumpkin.
No, it's because it's been carved.
It's the
That's
pump
the,
part of the
yeah,
pumpkin.
The lid.
That's the carve.
No,
lid.
It's not nice and smooth
it's the cancer
like a radish.
Some of them are smooth.
It's too big. It's frighteningly large. It's going to be sticky. If you put your hand in it or your penis, it's going to be sticky.
So I'm sorry, you've stuck your dick in a pumpkin.
I'm just saying, if you do.
Hey, Peter, stick your dick. Chat says stick your dick in a pumpkin and report back.
I got to see some pictures of radishes. Oh, God. It's horrible.
No, they look good. Yes, it's a very...
They're very
pleasing looking.
They don't look very pleasing.
What?
I don't like this little dick thing hanging off the bottom.
It's the root.
That's the dick root. I don't want no dick root plant.
It's a trickle.
It's a perfect sphere.
Yeah, it's gross.
No, I think it's very appealing.
Yeah, but look at those radishes. They look like fucking weird
carrots?
Ass ombre carrots.
Yeah, those I don't like. I think we're looking at carrots there.
No, that's not. That is a fucked up radish.
Fucked up radish.
Nope.
Look right here.
Yeah, the tomato's pretty good looking. Yeah, you're right.
Now it's grape tomatoes.
That's pretty good.
Ginger.
Yeah, they're perfect. Just
ginger
red.
Is awful looking. Yeah, garlic.
Ginger's pretty gross.
Thank you,
garlic.
Germans.
Wait, what is garlic? Is garlic like a ginger?
No, garlic no. Looks like an onion fucked mm-hmm. a radish.
Yeah.
Garlic and ginger look the same, right? Like, I can't tell the difference. Oh, garlic. No. Oh. No.
Garlic's, it's got the...
Ginger's, that's like a deformed penis.
Yeah, garlic's not good looking. Ginger looks ridiculously
ginger's
awful.
Ginger's fucking horrifying. How do you eat it?
You put it in your butt.
Mm. That is
all I'm saying.
Let's get off the vegetables.
I think radishes are...
Somebody's hungry.
Are top five appealing looking vegetables.
All right,
jalapenos.
Well,
jalapenos look very appealing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wait a minute. Oh, the I get these confused because I go to the store and I buy peppers. I want hot peppers, but I'm not quite sure what a jalapeno looks like versus like the shriveled long one. I don't know what that is, like a chili pepper.
Oh,
it's very generic
dry
sounding.
Chili, you don't want that.
And then
that's
there's
gross.
A poblano pepper. I don't know what that is either.
Hey, poblano.
And then I go, what's hotter, poblano or jalapeno? Right now,
jalapeno,
we're looking at...
It depends. The seeds are what makes it hot.
Okay.
I think poblano is just like death pepper. So you
no,
can...
we're looking at a poblano pepper. This is
that's
what a poblano
what?
Looks like.
That's a jalapeno.
It's a jalapeno.
I bought poblano peppers.
That's from an article says how to roast jalapenos.
I'm telling you, I bought poblano peppers and they look exactly like
that. Your poblano peppers are 50 shades of fucked up. Because that... What's that?
Isn't that's in general, the smaller the pepper, the spicier it is. Is that kind of the...
I've heard
those,
that
like,
before.
Little
itty bitty ones?
Right, because the ghosts are like tiny, yeah. And there's this weird like... There's something out of India.
Oh, yeah. Like, you actually get, like, a pepper shaker. That pepper's really tiny, and it's really strong.
Yeah. What?
You're just saying. The smaller the pepper, the stronger it is.
Mm. What the fuck are we talking
okay.
about?
It's just...
Back to the emails.
Okay.
Johannes writes in. He says, oh, dear Andrew.
Yes, that's me. What's up?
I seem to remember having heard you ask for feedback on your PCL content of late, so here are a few thoughts and praises.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy, this is a long one. I really like Andrew and Brett's teen saga. I usually listen to it with mouth agape from horrified astonishment while simultaneously relating to yins.
Is it really horrifying?
Knowing that I was in no way a better person at that age.
Oh, good.
So there you go. He's just like...
So
yeah,
my biggest
like
question...
Holding a mirror up to...
You know, for anyone who hasn't listened to the most recent couple of PCLs or so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just talked about how fucked up... My mind was when I was 18, 19 years old.
I never realized how crazy the Jews were.
No, it has nothing to do with Jews.
Oh.
I feel like most of them didn't have this experience. But anyway, I just sat there and looked back and I thought, was this everybody's teenage years? Like, was everyone's teen years this fucked up or was it just me? Like, is mine particularly fucked up?
I don't know.
I didn't listen to any of them.
Good.
So I don't
get the fuck
know.
Out of the room.
Well, thanks for commenting.
So I have no comment.
It's definitely...
Just wanted to comment on that.
Make sure that we knew that.
Your teenage years are way the fuck more wild than mine were, but I don't think that my childhood is considered normal. Because I sat around and painted figurines and read books and shit and hid from
painted
the world.
Figurines?
Yeah,
like little porcelain dolls?
No, Warhammer.
You're painting them? little red nail polish and lipstick?
No, they were like little tiny guns and I would... Pose them where they were shooting other people in the face.
Oh, the figurines you have, the dolls you have in your house now.
Warhammer. Yeah. The dolls of death.
That's kind of like what an old man does when he retires. That's what Thunderwood did.
You what now?
Thunderwood.
You what now?
Thunderwood.
I'm not getting you. Could you try that one more time?
Thunderwood. Yeah. So, anyway, Frank Underwood, remember he painted those little figurines?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's like a man making a model railroad.
Yeah,
except... The aforementioned broccoli.
Mine were in space. Space railroads.
Yeah. Space broccoli.
Yeah. I would use broccoli, and then eventually the fruit flies would move in. It was a horrible idea.
Temporary railroad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just a craft. That's just you doing a craft.
Yeah, whereas you were out...
being an idiot.
Yeah, but you were interacting with other human beings.
But you were learning.
I tried to avoid that. No, I didn't learn
shit. I didn't learn anything until my
20s. What did I learn?
I don't know. You were reading.
That's true.
You know, I read a lot, too, to be fair.
The other day... My boss, who's a PhD, was like talking about a thing, and he said, "What is this thing?" And the thing, and he couldn't remember it. And I was like, I thought for a second, and I said, "That's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle." And I said, "Fuck yeah!"
He said that, or you said that?
I said that. And I had the answer.
What is the Heisenberg uncertainty principle?
In which I don't know. I got it wrong. I looked it up later.
So who's smart? The person who can't remember it or the person who gets it wrong?
No, it's like a weird physics principle where, and I like it's got a couple different names, but it states that the object that you are observing is fundamentally changed by the act of observing it. Because there's once you get down into particle physics, the mere fact that you're trying to like measure something is changing the measurement. Moving on.
Yeah, that's really...
That's something else. I don't know the name of that.
That makes me feel really stupid because I don't understand it.
Go ahead and watch Breaking Bad. You know, Heisenberg. I don't know. You want to go back to the email?
Sure.
I guess. Nobody has a squeaky clean history, but most are, in parentheses, well, at any rate, I am, too embarrassed to even think, let alone talk about it, and certainly never into a microphone.
Well, hang on. I think if you look back on your past self, it's partly healthy to think, my God, I was an idiot, right?
Oh, yeah, for
sure. And the reason I'm able to talk about it is because I think I was an idiot up until yesterday.
Oh, it's called the observer effect, I guess.
Okay. Well, this is called the idiot effect. And I think you're extra stupid if you never believe that you've reached any kind of level of intelligence. So tomorrow, I'm going to think I was an idiot until today. I don't know. I'm just going to... I feel
what
like...
What about today? You're pretty stupid.
Every day I make mistakes, and I go, fuck, that was idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And I never think I've ever reached any level of smart.
Oh.
Which
maybe that's
inspires me to be ambitious.
That's true. That's a good point.
To try and improve, right?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's true, because if you just thought, like, I'm perfect, then you would never...
Then you just kill yourself.
You're probably a douche. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you just quit.
Yeah, people would need to kill themselves that thought that way, I think, but they don't. Usually they just become your boss.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah, I don't know. I just I look back at my past self, and I kind of hate that guy, and that's how I can talk shit about him.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Well, that was really deep.
Really glad you've evolved.
Let's see. So what is it? Johan's continuous. I think it probably takes a lot of bravery.
No.
And I know it makes for great content.
Oh, good.
Anyone who listens to the regular shows but is not a PCO member is missing out bigly.
Bigly.
Out bigly.
So you can find this at pukeinthegang.com/VIP.
Mm-hmm.
And pay as little as $5.
Fuck yeah!
$5 a month, and you can get as excited as Brett.
Brett, when he got to hear the accent of a... Genuine,
yeah,
Pittsburghian. And
when you heard her say gumband.
Okay. Johannes continues. The music shows are good, too. It would be useful if they were easily identified.
No, hang on. You didn't... sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Fuck are you... What?
Go ahead. Start over.
Jesus. The music shows are good, too. It would be useful if they were easily identifiable from their titles. Something like PCL 128, Andrew's Music Show Part 2, Oi.
Fuck.
Well, who had that suggestion when you put out the first one?
Puke and I argued about this quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, although to be fair, Johannes, it shouldn't matter, because if you're a real fan, you're just going to listen to all of them.
Right. And you could always click on the show notes, too. Like on Dogcatcher, if I click on the three dots,
yeah, so you
I can bring up
the
show notes.
Yeah, or... I think
it's kind of like a subtitle.
I use Beyond Pod, and it's like we have a little mini description, and usually I put something in there. But anyway.
Okay, fine, I will. And plus, I think I'm going to turn it into a series, and it'll be part of a series.
Yeah, and then we can we should probably just come up with some album artwork, too. That way I don't have to keep coming up finding...
I like finding new ones. I like Flea eating a rat.
What you like doing is waiting until I'm editing it, and I'm like, hey, can I get... What do you want to do with the album artwork? And you're like, give me 3 or 4 weeks. And I'll find something. And I'm like, I'm doing it now.
I'll find SpongeBob being emo.
Yeah. But yeah, do that. Next time you do a drunk-ass fall down the stairs music show, while you're at the bottom of the stairs, look for some artwork to put on them. Yeah. Let's see here. That would make it less confusing while scrolling through PCL content. Johan says, I could have sworn that I'd never heard PCL 126. Sorry I used your tampons to stop my heart from bleeding. Until I realized that it's just the first episode of your music show. Oh, by the way, I didn't know you used to play bass. Another possible reason why you didn't get any.
Oh, wow. He's my favorite.
That's fucking right.
Wow.
He's all of our favorites.
He's great.
He's definitely one of
he's
most
active listeners. And he's not even in this goddamn country.
Again, pukeinthegang.com/VIP, and you can hear Sorry I Used Your Tampons to Stop My Heart from Bleeding.
Bloody blood. I have the same predicament. I chose this uncool instrument because I thought it would be easier than the real guitar.
It is.
And it is. I still play bass, and I still don't get any.
Doesn't matter. I don't play bass, and yeah.
I obviously like the sordid stories that go with the songs, and also some of the music itself is rather good. Something I'd like to hear more of in future music shows is theory. You think that your taste in music is objectively good, and it would be great if you could give us 5 easy ways to tell a great song from garbage.
Okay.
Perhaps go into some detail with examples. That'd be getting into some deep music.
You should discuss with Dave. He's got a lot of opinions that would be completely different than yours, and it would be interesting.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But I don't think you guys share any musical. Well, Dave's got a broad range, but...
Yeah, we've talked music before.
Yeah.
Let's hear. Johan ends the email here. He says, it's a shame Tom's not a music professor.
I'm not a music professor.
One would possibly make an interesting guest.
Oh, yeah.
I guess a music professor would.
I wonder if I could find one.
I'm sure.
My old landlord's a music professor.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Who's your old landlord?
Steve. A man named Steve.
Steve the music professor.
He's a nice guy.
Steve.
Wait, yeah.
Australian, New Zealand guy?
Nope. Landlord from one of the woods.
Oh, that's
Steve Irwin. Yeah. That's who you're thinking
that's
of.
Right.
He wrestles alligators.
Right. He was killed by a krill. I hope this has been useful or at least mildly amusing. Kind regards, Johannes.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Because Andrew has been begging for input ever since he started doing the music shows. He's like, do you think anybody's going to like it? Nobody talks about it.
I never did a solo show before.
Yeah,
fuck you.
It is hard, though, because anytime we... Like,
it is hard.
We never really get feedback. And I try to remember, like, I listen to a lot of shows that I... other podcasts that I really like. I don't fucking talk to them for shit. I never, like... Maybe I'll like a Facebook post or something. So I try to think, like, I'm sure that... I think usually you get feedback if somebody doesn't like it.
Yes. I've talked to one man ever, Mike Carano. And plenty of his shows are pure shit. But I still like him and enjoy him.
Oh, God, fuck, it's cold.
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah, so anyway, I'm sure, and thank you, Johannes, for writing in, because it helps Andrew. I'm going to call you that from now on, Andrew. Andrew, not feel like such a sadder mouse.
Satter Mouse?
I don't know. I still have the word pamplemousse. Look, I already put it in for the show name, pamplemousse.
Okay.
But so it's stuck in my fucking
head. We didn't talk about it.
I don't know why pamplemousse.
We'll get into pamplemousse here shortly.
Johannes also writes in, Andrew requested the drop of him being useful in trivia. I had to stitch together multiple... Oh, shit, this is a drop nobody's ever heard yet? Except for Johannes.
Holy shit.
Let's see here. Open this folder. We're now in Dropbox. Oh, God. Oh, what? There's like 300 fucking drops.
I don't know. Click on things. See what happens.
Oh, Jesus.
Virus.
Don't just say pukes dick.
File can't be previewed.
Ooh.
Oh, he's got to download. We'll do this during the break, and we'll come back.
So,
and
Wait, scroll down to the bottom.
Okay, we're at the bottom.
One says your dick. Pukes dick.
Okay. Pukes dick.
All right, we'll hear all about pukes dick.
We're going to have to download all these.
But,
wow, thanks, Johannes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. But I will take your advice and probably forget it before the end of the show today. But I'll try and remember it when I do a solo show next time.
What are you doing now?
Naming it appropriately.
Oh, yeah.
And giving my theory as to what a good song is versus a bad song. So what I'll do, I know what I can do. I can play a short clip of a bad song and say, this is a bad song and here's why. So, Puke, I need access to your music library.
You son of a bitch. I just got that joke.
So, coming up after the break.
After the break, what are we going to listen to during the break?
During the break, we're going to hear a clip of PCL something something.
That's a good
Andrew and Brett's Teen Saga Part 5.
Jeez, how many parts are there?
Wait, what?
It's five so far.
You haven't...
How many is a saga? Is it's it, like is 130. There a
saga is an unlimited number of whatever you want to make it.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a certain amount.
What no. age are you at right now?
Like 18, 19. Okay. Brett's getting into college.
So soon the teen saga will be over because you'll be 20.
Yeah. You'll be dead.
And a little bit bled over.
No.
A little, I think.
Was that a murder joke? A little bit bled over?
Yeah.
Gross. Does it bother you that you're like... So much. There's so much private information about you just floating around on the interwebs.
No,
well, it's on our private. Private
it's
who?
True, but one, if anyone site. Wants it, they have to pay me for it.
Okay.
Two, I mean, really, what's there? Like, really, what it's like real information is there? It's just stories.
It's basically true. A memoir.
Yeah, it's just stories you know, about me. You know, 20 years ago to 11 years ago.
I wish I could remember shit. I'd block all that shit out, and I'd probably have
if
some
stories. If you, like, die next year, your funeral's going to be pretty funny. Like, we'll be playing clips.
That's fine.
No, show. No, when you get murdered next year.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
No, that'd be great. In fact,
in case anyone hasn't realized, the show has not started yet.
No, it
has. We'll be at the beginning of the funeral, and then we'll work our way down.
That'll be a really long funeral.
It could be a long funeral,
I'll
yeah.
put it at double speed.
Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to the after show.
Wait, play that again. It'll sound like this.
Spinning!
So.
Be very fast, you know.
I think now is the perfect time to go to breaks.
Yes.
45 minutes
45
exactly.
Minutes.
So coming up next, PCL clip, Andrew and Brett's Teen Saga Part 5.
PCL
sign up for that.
Number 138. That will be
PukeInTheGang.com/VIP.
Go to break!
And I think about you a lot. Well, that's nice.
But
right?
What the fuck?
It's kind of creepy, but mostly it's just look at it as nice.
So she got a DWI, right? And lost her license.
Mm-hmm.
And she was relying on me to drive her around.
This year?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't, she lives in New York. I haven't talked to her in ages. I mean, we might have chatted like a little bit through text in like 2007. But mm-hmm. like we haven't had any real contact since then. And I think she's married. I know she has a kid. So it seems really out of place to get this message from like this really dysfunctional relationship that was over 10 years ago. But yeah, what was I to get? I didn't even respond to the message.
Yeah, you're probably better off not. But
no, I kind of wanted like the last word. Like, well, I'm glad you think that. I'm not to be spiteful, but like that message, it has a purpose, right? Because I wouldn't get the sense that this is somebody who really just wanted to tell me this. There was probably something in it for her.
Skinny's Pizzeria, a review by Macy, February 15th, 2015. Living a hop, skip, and a jump away from Domino's, you'd think I'd head there, right? Wrong. I take those few extra steps to get a wonderfully crafted New York-style pizza. On this particularly below-zero night, I decided that carryout was the way to go. I ordered a medium cheese pizza with pineapple and ham, along with some garlic bread. As I ventured across the frozen tundra known as the West Side with my dinner, all I could smell was that garlic bread. It certainly put the pep in my step to shuffle on home. The pizza was perfection. The ratio of pineapple to ham was so spot on, and the doughy crunch of pizza crust was something out of a dream. All that combined with the particularly zen... like balance of sauce and cheese was everything I could possibly ask for. As for the garlic bread, hello, delicious. Fresh bread covered in garlic goodness? It wasn't salty either, which is usually the case with garlic bread I come across. Overall, it was a fabulous experience, and I'll be making several return trips to Skinny's.
No, don't remove that pause.
I'm going to take all that pause out.
No, that's the ones I don't want you to remove.
Sometimes I remove them. They're too long.
I know. They're not too long.
Mm.
They're supposed to be there. It's okay if people get confused. I listen to podcasts. I hear pauses. I get confused temporarily, but then I figure it out, and life goes on. I hear police sirens. That's very confusing, too, because usually I'm driving, and mm-hmm. I get scared, and then I figure it out, and life goes on.
Yeah.
In five.
Five.
Four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Just It was just gas escaping. Welcome back from the break. Hope you enjoyed it. We sure did.
Pew, can you yell?
Huh?
Perfect.
This is the part where he yells.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when I'm supposed to talk. That's the problem. We need a...
Okay to start talking.
We need a signal when Andrew points, and then Andrew should give another signal when he's like...
When I want you to talk?
You should get one of those little guns that go bang. The little
I have a real gun.
Oh, and the flag comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
There's so many gun drops.
No, I think... Here's the point where it's okay to start talking.
Uh-huh.
When the person who is the only one talking, in this case, Peter...
Oh, yeah, Peter.
...starts... Like sweating profusely and almost passes out from nervousness.
But wait, that's like all the time.
I'm just saying, like, if we just sat here silently and staring at him.
Okay.
Wait, can we try it?
What?
Oh, we finally figured out who's in the dungeon with Old Man. It.
Who's in the dungeon with Old Man?
Oh, it's just Peter down there dripping. Wait.
Oh, open your mouth, Old Man. I'm about to drip in there.
Hello?
No, I don't have a sound effect.
Open your mouth, Old Man. Open it. I'm gonna drip in your mouth. I'm on the top of the scaffolding. Hear that? Open your mouth.
Oh, hello. I can't do it.
No, you have to do the high pitch.
You have to do it every time Brett's here.
Yeah, it's Brett's character. We can't play Old Man without Old Man here. I just realized that's ironic. Brett plays the old man.
And
he is
the
oldest. Old man.
Unless Osborne or Dale is here.
Oh, yeah.
Dale's older than Brett.
And I'm going to come.
All right. Welcome to the second half of episode 297.
So, I think it was...
Thank you, Macy, for that Yelp review we just listened to.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. I do what I can.
I didn't know that you could put sound effects in Yelp reviews. That is quite descriptive.
What's
it's
that
amazing.
Bonus feature? You have to do, like, the $2.99 extra.
Oh, okay. I always wondered what you get with that, and I was just like, fuck that. I like
sound
restaurants.
Effects.
I don't need sound effects.
It's even better.
So what got you into Yelp reviews?
I don't even know. I think I
She couldn't Yelp it.
She couldn't Yelp herself?
You're the worst.
I really like yelping children and the less fortunate.
God. No, I had just moved.
Kids.
God damn it. Fuck.
Huh?
I had just moved to the West Side, and I was like, I want to find somewhere that has food.
The West Side of Manchester.
Yes, the West Side of Manchester.
That is terrifying.
Why?
Not LA.
Because Manchester's terrifying, and the West Side is the worst side.
No, it's the best side.
No.
It's better than
Did you hear that? Every night.
No.
Every night.
No,
I live
that's
there.
False.
It's not every night. It's every other night.
See, West rhymes with best for a reason because the West Side's the best side. It's not Compton.
Ow.
It's close.
No, it's completely different.
I'm not saying it doesn't have its problems, but.
But it's not that bad.
It's not the bad side.
What's the good side? The East?
No, the East is
north.
The least.
North.
Worst.
North is good.
Which side of the river?
Yes, the North is pretty good.
The North is the better side, but if you don't have the money to live on the north end,
then
west.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had moved out there, over there, and I was like, I don't know where I'm going to find food, and I just found Yelp, and I was like, this is fine, and I just saw skinny reviews, and I was like, this looks great, and it was in the middle of a snowstorm, and you're not really supposed to go out because there was a state of emergency.
Oh.
And people were like, stay off the roads. And I was like, I'm not driving my car. So I walked all the way to Skinny's.
You should have called Pizza 911.
Pizza 911?
No.
It was a state of emergency.
It's actually, I think when they pick up the phone, they go, Pizza 911, what's your emergency? I think that's what they say when they pick up the phone. Yeah,
I really like that.
And also,
that
when you get delivery from them, they give you a little takeout box of gummy bears.
Weird.
They give you it's great.
Oh.
And they're like not the shitty gummy bears either.
They're not
the
ones that make you shit.
Those are the sugar-free ones.
Sugar-free.
They're the good gummy bears. But no, I just found Yelp and I found Skinny's and I was like, this is fine. And I did a review and I did a good job because everyone liked it. And I added photos because I was a little drunk.
So
that's it.
That inspired you to keep going. That was your first review?
That was my first review.
Oh,
and then now you've opened up the Pandora's box of review-a-thons.
Yeah, I'll take breaks. So now I haven't really done a review in a while. I think the last one I did was maybe November or December. But I have like 18 drafts
Wow.
That I'm
drafts.
Waiting. Yes, they're drafts.
Wow.
Because I get the whole experience. Like, I've been to a Cotton restaurant in Manchester twice.
That is racist.
Oh, wow.
Cotton.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It doesn't sound that racist when you're in it.
Yeah.
but
they
no,
serve
like
nothing
that,
but fried chicken. Oh, God. That's too
they
much.
Do have
fried
great chicken though.
Excellent.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And they have these broccolinis, which are the weirdest
fuck
fucking vet. It's like an asparagus.
Asparagus.
It's an asparagus.
Racist asparagus.
I love Nazis.
Like it, and a broccoli, and it just goes ploop, and it's an asparagus. It's amazing.
I
it
like,
tastes great.
That sounds wonderful, actually.
It is.
Look it up. Google
asparagus.
Broccolini. Shut up. No, Google broccolini. It's amazing.
Broccolini.
I know I have a review for Cotton coming up. Area 23 is going to get a good review because their pretzels are light.
Of course, it's Japanese. It's a green vegetable, similar to broccoli with a smaller florets and longer thin stalks. It is a natural hybrid of broccoli and kailan, both cultivar groups of Brassica oleracea and broccolini.
So it's like broccoli and asparagus
kind of what it looks and
combined.
Like.
Oh, aspiration is one of the words people call it.
Asperger's. That's what you
Jesus
eat with.
Christ.
Asperger's fruit. Yeah. It's actually a vegetable. Neat.
It doesn't look as good as a radish. I'll
no,
tell
but
you that
it
much.
Tastes
Get out.
Really good.
It's the stupidest joke.
Wait. Don't move. Huh?
What's that?
Okay.
Is there a spider?
It says asparagus. Scientific classification, angiosperms.
Angiosperms.
Oh, I can't read it from here. It's far away.
Angiosperms. Let's click
still
on that.
Doesn't sound any better.
Well, because you don't.
Oh, that's just a flowering plant.
Angiosperms.
I'm a real idiot. All right, fine. It's not that funny. Anyway,
moving on.
Have you ever heard of the sperm whale? Sperm whale.
Last week at trivia, 2 weeks ago now.
Yes.
I was drunk with you guys, and somebody said something about poker, and I said, "Oh, poker! It would be fun to have people over and play poker." Because, like, trivia is fun because it's a weekly thing. It's an activity we go out and do, and it's fun and it's competitive. But one problem with it is you spend a good bit of money. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice if you could win money?
Wouldn't it be nice if I just lost more money?
No, hold on. Because, like, with trivia, you go, and Peter
you
gets
only old. Spend money.
Peter goes there after work at, like, 5 o'clock. Trivia doesn't start till 7. So I think, well, I just finished work, too. Mm-hmm. I got nothing to do.
Absolutely.
I might as well go meet Peter. And then we'll play pool, and we'll drink. Then everyone else shows up, and we're already nice and punchy. And then we keep drinking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the cash register keeps ringing. Trivia goes until, like, 8:30, 9 o'clock, sometimes 9:30. Then we go to another restaurant.
Oh, Jesus
And we
Christ
eat food. Man. And it all gets quite expensive by the end of the night. And I just think, well, shit. I wish I could kind of go out and be social again some other night in the week, but I don't want to go out and do that again financially. So I thought poker, because at least if I'm spending money on poker, there's a chance I might win it.
Right.
And I'm not awful at poker. I'm not awful at poker. So last night we had our
That's
first
true. You'd...
poker night.
Mm-hmm. We'll get
so
to that.
We set up in my garage.
Poker night.
On a couple of tables.
You know what's going to stop poker night real quick?
Yeah, weather.
Winter night.
I have a basement.
Poker night and the scare. Oh, that's like full of spiders.
No, it's not.
Scary
I'm not
spider.
Going where there are spiders.
There's not spiders. There's not spiders. If there were, I would be terrified constantly.
Which side of the basement?
The empty side.
Are there spiders?
I think it'd be better in the side with the couch.
There's not enough room in there.
That's true.
So anyway.
Only two people are invited to poker.
You can play in your kitchen. Just move that.
Yeah, we can play in the kitchen. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. That actually makes plenty of sense.
Okay, fine.
We could absolutely fit in the kitchen.
So, anyway, Nick brought his poker gear out, and he dealt. He didn't play. He just dealt the whole time. And
he likes delting.
Peter, Macy, me, Puke, and Brett, we all played poker.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys, but I had a lot of fun.
Fuck
Macy
yeah!
made a ton of food.
Oh. Too much food.
Fuck yeah! It was excellent food. Too much food. So much food.
And I drank a lot of bourbon.
Uh-huh.
And
is that different from any other day?
Anyway.
Oh.
Nick fucked up, though.
Oh.
Nick fucked up as the dealer. We all gave him $20, and he gave us $15 in chips, and none of us caught on.
Yeah.
He was really pulling one over
on
us.
It's surprising. Not a single one of us counted our goddamn chips.
Yeah.
I was just like, what did the black mean? And then you're like, $5 each. I was like, cool, man.
Right. Well, I just wanted to trust Nick because Nick's like running the show. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I don't have to worry about shit.
Nick is the rules master.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, you know.
Well, our car friend John was there, and I was explaining to John about Nick. I said, oh, he hates fun. He likes rules and hates fun.
Right.
That's why Nick's dealing and enforcing rules and not actually playing.
But it was still fun. Even though he was enforcing rules, it wasn't like obnoxious. It was very fun.
He keeps order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Without order, it's not fun.
True.
Keeps the game moving. It was,
Yeah.
I didn't have to think too hard.
In the end, Brett won a bunch of money and Puke won a bunch of money. And then Nick goes, why do I still have money left over? And that's how we figured out that Nick cheated.
Hey, assholes.
But Macy made all this food, this delicious food. And Brett's like, oh, I'm worried about my butt. And I just thought, oh,
suck a dick.
Oh, you'll be fine. That's what I thought, right?
Oh, no.
And I drank a bunch, which doesn't help,
mm-hmm.
and had a bunch of coffee yesterday. I drink coffee every day, and I had extra amounts yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And extra amounts today. So I woke up this morning. First thing I did was drink coffee. Puke and I went to get breakfast. I drank coffee there, came home, drank more coffee. Then we started working on my truck. So we started working on my truck, and within the first 5 minutes, I'm underneath the truck, and I'm like reaching above my head and stretching, and then I had to fart. So I just let her rip. So I farted. And then
never,
I thought...
Never trust a fart.
All I could think about was Brett being worried about his butt and Peter. And I felt like this fart...
Oh, no!
...was possibly bad. And I just got real scared, and I thought back to Peter's story. I'm like, well, Peter shit himself on the staircase, because he was eating Macy's food. Even though it's delicious, it causes butt problems like Brett was so worried about. So I just quietly, like Puke's working on the truck, I just get up from under the truck, and I start walking in the house, and I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. And I walk in. Brett's in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So I go in the basement. Take off all my clothes. I look in my boxers. I don't see anything. I think it's okay. And I'm just like, well, what do I do now? So I just take my shirt and I wipe my ass with it.
You wiped your ass with your shirt?
Clean.
Nice.
Clean.
Peter, you wipe up your own shit with your shirt and all your clothes going upstairs. So
this isn't me.
False alarm.
About.
It was a false alarm. I was so relieved. But I was terrified, and I just thought, am I really that out of touch with my butt that I don't know when I poop?
Nah, it happens sometimes. Sometimes you get that, like, you get a
scare?
A hot fart.
Yeah.
When the gases are hot.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh.
I think also, because I was in, like, this weird upside-down position, it just felt different.
Oh, yeah. The fart went down instead of up and sideways instead of upwise.
Yeah. I don't know. I was in a weird position, like laying on my back with my back kind of arched as I was reaching for something.
Right. You were beside the truck. You were on your head with your butt kind of over your face. And we didn't really know what you were doing. I didn't see how that helped anything. You were like, is this a fart?
Downward facing dog?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I was terrified. I was so scared and then so relieved. Like, I have never flip-flopped from such
terrification
to such relief.
That's what you do when
so
they
short a time.
Grow plants on Mars. Terrification, I think.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah.
But.
Wow, you're gross.
All I can think about were Brett's warnings.
A poopy.
And your story.
My food doesn't make him shit down the stairs,
though.
Are
you sure?
I'm positive it was his... large amounts of alcohol consumption of that
I had
weekend.
That too.
I
it's
think
not
about
my food.
Turds coming out of your butt.
Yeah, beer and coffee. Ugh, that'll.
Yeah, well, it's a combination of delicious.
I mean, there
fried
was a lot of cheese.
Spicy. A lot of cheese, a lot of spice.
So, I mean, like that.
Well, geez,
for me, it's the spiciness.
Yeah, I mean it.
I mean, if you did not,
well, I don't think cream cheese does. Cream cheese is in its own class of. Of a little bit more soft.
Yeah, I don't think it goes inside and uncreams.
That's what
I think
she
it
said.
Coagulates inside of you.
Does it?
I don't know.
I don't think it does. But yeah, it was just the perfect cocktail for that to happen, though.
It happens.
Bourbon, coffee, and cream cheese.
And buffalo.
Yeah.
And jalapeno.
I made myself, you know, it's football season, folks.
And pulled pork.
Dun, 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 pork. Yeah.
You thought I was going to play Monday night, didn't you? You fucking son of a bitch. So that means I got to make some chilies and such.
Some chilies.
So I made a chili bowl of like a lot of cheese. Now, I was going to do Velveeta. This gets me into a story. Brett loves himself some Market Basket. So he, every time we talk about going to a grocery store, he's like, Market Basket's the best, it's the best. Don't go to Sam's Club, Market Basket. As soon as I start talking, then everybody's on their phone. And they're looking at their phone. I don't know what the fuck's going on, Peter.
Sorry. Like, what the fuck? I'm listening. It was and getting something. A text.
Yeah. I'm getting a text, too.
Someone's saying I need advice right now, and I'm saying no.
Oh. Meh. So anyway,
wait, can
I
share the advice. Oh, wait, no, way, first.
I don't have the
on the way
yet.
Home, I need to get some groceries, and I was thinking about this, like, oh man, I want to make some chili. That'd be good. So I go to a Market Basket, the one in Keene. I pull in as I'm driving through the parking lot, old coworker, and I'm like, oh fuck, he's gonna see me.
But what are you afraid seem, of? Did you poop yourself?
No, human interaction.
Oh,
I would have to remember their name and say hello and possibly talk. And I ain't prepared for any of that shit when I'm in the grocery store.
Here's what you do. Here's the solution.
What I do is I run away.
No, just start talking on your phone. Even if there's no one there, just start talking into your phone. Hold it up to your ear and start talking.
Yeah, sometimes it's not time. Well, I was in my car parking, so he didn't notice me. So
just pick up your phone. I know I haven't shit for weeks. Yeah. I think there's something wrong. Doctor, please help.
It's, yeah.
Just say that as loud as you can.
I will. I will try that. I'll just scream, I have AIDS. Oh, my God.
Well, you're talking to your assistant.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I pay my AIDS if I...
The test is positive? That's good, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, thank God, bullet dodge, go into Market Basket, going to get me some fixings, right? Go up to the cheese aisle, need some cheese, right? Going to make some chili. Oh, fuck!
You got
coworker number two!
Oh.
Even older coworker from two jobs ago.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I got to walk the other way. He didn't see me. I got to walk fast.
You got to move out of that town.
Yeah, sure. Get out of Keene.
Oh, shit. I don't know how people like Nick live in the town they grew up in. He's constantly got to be running into people he knows.
See,
it's horrible.
When I go back to Butler and I run into people I know, I just go, oh, look at you. Look how fat you got.
Look at you, you sack of shit.
I was fat, too, and now I'm a little less fat.
Little fat Jew boy, as you call yourself in the latest
little fat,
PCO.
Dorky Jew who sucks at hockey.
And so I'm like, oh, my God, two in one day. Those are fucking odds. Market Basket's dangerous. Thankfully, I'd hoofed it to the other side and got, like, I panic now. So now I don't have as many ingredients as I need.
Do you poop when you panic?
Fuck, yeah, I did. I pooped a lot. I pooped all over that store. Thankfully, I was in the chili aisle, so they didn't notice.
They keep the chili in cans. You're fine.
Oh, shit. They're going to notice.
They're going to look at it's on that website. They're going to look at the cameras.
They're just going to think that the can burst. Like, you know, got too hot or something, popped open. So on my way out, I'm like, thank God, two bullets dodged. Walk out the door. Boom, third coworker. She's like, hi, James. I didn't have time to pull out my phone. I was like, oh, hi, how's it going? Keep on walking. Person's name I forgot. Oh, God. yesterday, on my way here, went to stop in the liquor store. There's one right next to my workplace. I'm like, I'll run into that small one real quick. Got to get some vodka. I walk in, turn. Ooh, vodka's on sale. Do I want to get a bottle of spaghetti? Hey, James, you're a fucking fourth coworker in one week.
Was a current coworker?
No, an old, like, ex-coworker, I'm sorry. Like, current coworkers I could probably
and
deal with.
And I would
with,
get
but
that because it's right next door.
But they're all people that I don't like, that I used to work with. And I'm like, fuck. And this lady, Collette's her name, was the fucking worst. She's like, oh, hey, James, how's it going? She's the old, fat, annoying
She's
lady.
She's a listener. She's going to...
Well, if she is, she can fuck off and die, because she's not paying us, I don't think. But
you only recall her name because of its reference to machine tools.
Yeah, call it.
Yep.
Good one. Where's the fucking sound drop? so she's...
Great timing.
She's like, she was one of the people when I worked at Corning that brought up... that went to the Tough Mudder that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going over the wall. They have like a big wall. One of the obstacles. Snapped her leg in two. Boom. She didn't go
From
so
pooping?
Good for her. She pooped as she broke her leg.
I feel like
crazy.
That'd be a good excuse to shit yourself.
Yeah. So
like
she,
while you're breaking a
she
leg,
mumbled,
doing a tough
she was
mutter.
Talking about Tough Mudder. Oh, done any Tough Mudders lately? I was like, fuck no, bitch.
I had a Tough Mudder this morning.
So did Andrew.
I thought I did.
Yeah. And so anyway, I hate life. Being in public with fucking people.
How's the job hunt? Nothing.
What? Who's talking about? Nobody.
Hey, Peter, shut up.
I mean, Anyway.
I don't know. I said some pretty horrible things last week on the show about my own boss, and then I was like, I sobered up the next day, I was like, what are the odds? Anybody might listen. Anywho, moving on.
Referenced it today, too.
Yeah, I'm stupid. I'm hoping to get fired. That'd be the best case scenario, actually, get fired, I think.
No.
No?
No, you don't want being fired on your resume. Mm.
Well, I wouldn't put it on there.
Well, right, but then they go, why'd you leave your last job?
I would say I was fired.
Right.
And then when they ask me why, I'd say, because I tried to murder my boss when they tried to fire me. After they hired me.
That doesn't answer the question.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't think that plan out. So anyway, what the fuck are we talking about? Market Basket. Don't go there.
Okay.
Market Basket's great.
No, it's full of coworkers.
Yeah, but
so I did, it's cheese, right? So I didn't get the cheese that I needed. I had to go to a second grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think I ended up going to Walmart. Usually it's just college kids and hobos there, so the odds are low that I'd run into a coworker. And I chose real cheese instead of the Velveeta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made up a big old fucking pot of deliciousness. I used bacon. I had bacon I needed to cook, and I put in the cheese and the chili mix and the two cans of chili and two cans of beans, a lot of onions and peppers, all the good stuff, right? Way the fuck too much chili for one human being to eat. I finally finished it like Thursday night. Ate it for every meal for about 5 days straight.
How was your butt?
I pooped so much.
Did you have cornbread, though?
No, chips. Corn chips. I can't make cornbread. That's
neither can Peter.
Oh,
it's really great.
You stupid fuck. Who can make cornbread? Is that a thing?
Yeah, there's a literal box. It's called Jiffy, and there's cornbread, and you add milk and egg, and this one burns it every time.
Every time. You gotta watch it.
We have an unreliable oven.
No, it's a very reliable oven because it even shows a little degree thing. I have one of those thermometers in the oven.
Oh, yeah.
So it like shows you when it's 350 degrees. That it works. It's there.
You need a timer.
The phone's timer.
Oh.
Yeah. But this one, I don't even know what you did. You made it and you put too much honey in it and then it got stuck.
A little honey.
Honey and cornbread. That's
it makes
crazy.
It a little bit sweeter.
A little
bit.
But if you add like half of the jar, it doesn't work and it gets stuck in the little muffin pans.
I emptied that little
bear.
And
you're just like jabbing the fork into the muffin thing and it's burnt and it's sad and he's just eating crumbs. He's like, I'm sorry you tried. And I'm like, God fucking damn it. It's two boxes.
Hang on. Let's be fair to Peter. He tried and he's sorry and you're still giving him shit.
But it's funny.
That's what I have to put up with.
But he tried.
Are you going to cry?
Yeah.
I pooped three times in one day.
Aww.
That's good.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Normally I can
only. Could be more. Talk to Dave.
More is bad.
Oh.
I don't want to. Do you think that would be good to just keep pooping like every hour on the hour?
I don't know. I mean, if you're at home alone all day.
Mm-hmm. No. I wasn't. I'm at work.
Oh,
you idiot.
Yeah, that's bad.
I work like 10 and a half hours.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're at home all day.
Yeah, that's fine.
You could sit in the toilet all day.
Yeah. Set up a little desk.
Well, your legs would fall off like fucking Lieutenant Dan.
Sit Miss Daisy style and have your laptop on the tank and, you know, you're good.
Ooh.
Okay. So I had this idea a while back. And I think I talked about it on the show a little bit.
Okay.
But I wanted to do sketch comedy, but it was more just like, not GIFs or images or memes so much. GIFs? GIF?
Jiffy. They make
cornbread.
Moms like you choose it.
And then you pour honey. And but no, it was different positions or modes of being on the toilet.
Oh.
So there's like the Hulk where you're stressing yourself so hard while on the toilet, your shirt tears open and you turn green. Right?
Okay.
And then I just thought of another one.
Yeah.
Which was based on what Puke was just saying,
mm-hmm.
the Lieutenant Dan, where you're there for so long, your legs just lose all circulation.
I like the Upper Decker. That's where you take the lid off the tank
and
you shit.
We know that. That's very basic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get creative.
Oh, creative.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know. Yeah. That was my new one I thought of.
That's a pretty good one.
I like Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, thank you. I'm glad that I invented that for you.
So, I believe we have a game or a quiz.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if my phone works now.
What? Quiz.
So Macy brought us a quiz.
It's a doomsday prepper quiz because North Korea is going to blow us up.
Are they?
I don't know.
I haven't done the news quiz in a while, so I don't know what's happening in the world.
There's a lot of missiles and bomb things happening,
but
and they're threatening
work.
Each other. But if they do...
Mm-hmm.
But they won't.
But what if they do?
If they do, isn't there fucking NORAD or some shit?
That...
What?
Isn't that a
NORAD sounds cooler.
Terminal high altitude something.
See what he said? Uh-huh. So I think what happens is North Korea's like, oh, I have this little pen that I'm going to launch into the air. And then the U.S. takes this big bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
And as soon as it goes up, they're just like, nope, fuck you.
Vodka. Terminal high altitude area defense.
Yeah, but I believe they were testing a missile. I don't know if it was North Korea or Iran.
No, it was North Korea. They launched stuff.
They launched a missile kind of by Puerto Rico, Mexico, some fucking place.
It was Guam.
They were threatening Guam.
Guam, which is
they're just threatening a lot of things, and I feel like one day Kim Jong, whoever the fuck, is going to go, man, it's fine, and then we're all going to get blown up.
I don't think we are.
But if you think about they're still...
I think they're...
I don't know.
Rocket science is hard. I watched a bunch of videos on it the other night.
I still think it might happen.
ICBMs are crazy shit. Yeah, it might. But we're on the East Coast, so fuck California.
Yeah, we're right.
If they take out San Francisco, I mean, no big loss.
I want to go to San Francisco.
Better do it quick.
Before it blows up.
It's a fun vacation.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Forget.
I want to go to Northern California and just drive around. I would love a road trip through California.
Northern.
I think it'd be great.
Have you been in L.A.?
No, I haven't been anywhere in California.
You don't want to drive there.
I'll be fine driving there.
It was pretty horrible.
I'm sure it's great.
I mean, it was exciting because I saw so many near-death experiences.
Okay, well, that's what I'm good
at. On the interstate, but... Yeah, you would probably like driving there because everybody drives like a fucking maniac. You'd be like, get out of my fucking way, I'm driving a Mandro!
Yeah, where you're just like, you're just in there shaking.
Who?
You.
I did fine.
Oh, okay.
I could drive aggressively when I need to and when I'm in a rental Camry and I don't give a shit. Drove the fuck out that bitch.
Ooh, yeah, see, I'm looking at this terminal high altitude area defense.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, all they have is like an army truck and there's a fucking rocket coming off of it.
Yeah, and it intercepts ICBMs.
So all they need is a truck. All we need is a truck and we can beat North Korea with a truck. It's not even like a big silo. It's just a truck.
Yeah, but then there's other people that can blow us up. Like, I don't think Russia likes us either.
We probably have more than one truck. Right?
Yeah, there's several trucks.
Like at least four.
Yeah, there's
Who
another
else
one.
Who doesn't like us?
No, look, there's two in that photo picture. We're lousy with trucks.
Yeah, but it... Is that a
We have
submarine?
Trucks on airplanes.
No, it's a plane.
So the point of the story is Maisie's a prepper now.
Oh.
And she wants to know how well prepared you guys are for the oncoming collapse of the world.
Guess where some of the optics are made for these missiles?
At your work.
Not currently my work. But the place where I used to work.
Yeah.
Very top secret. You know, they had like a hard drive that had to be kept in a
lockbox.
Yes. Well, a
safe.
Vault. Safe. That's a fucking word.
I said safe. Don't look at him.
Yeah. I just heard noises and had to figure it out. Panicked. There's a bug. So anyway, like there's a hard drive with the programs kept on there, and we had to put up this screen around the machine, and only one guy was authorized to run it, and there was one other guy that was authorized to stand there when
he had
to go
piss. Does
he get
paid extra for having that information?
No.
I feel like you should, because you're at risk now. You're the one who has the information to get into the lockbox.
Yeah, it's real dumb, though, because the screen around the machine was like 5'11" or something off the ground, so I just walk up to it and be like, what you doing? And, but the secret was in the program, and these programs is just picture like, let's say 30,000 lines of random numbers.
Okay.
So, like they think somebody's going to be able to like look at that as it's running and be like, ha ha, off to Kim Jong-un's. I'm going to make my own thing. Like it's the government's so dumb. So dumb.
Yeah, but there's a man who has access to it, and I feel like it would be worth the investment. If it's that sensitive, it would be worth the investment to pay that man $1 million a year to not turn, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
I don't know.
The schmuck's getting $33,000 a year.
I'll pay him $1.4 million to turn.
Up to 70.
Right, exactly. It'd be very easy to sway that man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how easily I think it would be to get secrets. But then again, you would have to know how to machine these mirrors and shit. Like, there's more to it than that. But
yeah, but go back to Kim Jong-un's machinists.
He had to pass a top secret all this hoo-ha and like do a bunch of paperwork. And I asked,
certified.
One of the other guys was doing it at the same time. I was like, what do you have to do all that yourself? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, well, fuck that noise. It's retarded.
Yeah, I have to get certified. I have to get clearance sometimes to do things for work. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I should get
that. I feel like I'm in a movie.
I should get clearance because you can put that on your resume. Look at me.
Oh, yeah, I can put it on your resume. I forget what it's called, but it's a bunch of letters and numbers or acronyms.
Just make something up.
Thads.
No one should. Yeah,
right. Just put Thads on there.
Yeah, I have Thads clearance.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I have Thad truck clearance.
Mm-hmm. You're a Thad ass.
Let's prep that Thad.
So, you're a prepper.
A pre-prepper. I'm in the beginning stages of prepping.
Okay.
Because this one, watch all these doomsday documentaries and like prepper docs.
Doomsday-Heisman-Day-Device.
Exactly. And he wakes me up and he's like, what would you do if a bomb hit and you're at work? And I'm like, what the fuck? Why did you wake me up for this? He's like,
that scared the shit out of her.
Well, yeah, that's the best time. You need to be surprised with this information see how you truly react.
Also, he was drunk, so it's like, okay,
he might be drunk in a real situation.
I know,
entirely possible.
But then he's like, if the phones didn't work, like, where would you go? And I'm like, what do you mean, where would I go? I'd go to the grocery store. He's like, no, because people would be looting it. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know. So he's like trying to have me come up with a plan, and he's like, how much food do we have? Like, would we have enough food to survive? Is there water and this and that and the other fucking stuff? And I was like, Peter, why? It's 2 a.m. Like, can we not go over doomsday prepping? And I had these horrible nightmares that fucking morning.
I think that's the best. I think he did it right.
No, he did it wrong.
I think it's well thought out.
No, it is wrong. Very wrong. It was awful. No. So now I'm like buying extra stuff. We have like 48 things of water from Sam's Club in the closet at all times. Good. There's enough toilet paper to, like, a mass pooping.
That's what I was thinking. What's your pooping plan? Your prepping pooping plan.
I got a bucket.
Just a bucket?
I'm on the third floor, out the window.
Okay.
Ooh. I mean, that works. But there's all these just extra
and
things.
And it's a defense mechanism, too, for any invaders coming
Bungee
down
sticks.
Below.
It's where you sharpen a stick and you put shit on it.
So put it in the ground, they fall through the hole.
When you fall on the stick, you get infected.
Oh.
Fucking Vietnamese.
Yeah. Yeah. Charlie used to do that.
Yeah, spoonheads.
Spoon faces.
Wow, that's scary. No, but so he had me thinking about all these... He had me thinking about all these, like, ways to prep stuff and, like, okay, if the bomb hits and there's no, like, currency, like, you have to have money.
Yeah, you gotta have some cash.
You gotta have, like, cash set up.
Or cigarettes.
Oh,
that you can trade that brown sugar, peaches, like vegetables and stuff.
Peaches.
No, I'm not
trade
even
this
kidding.
Can of peaches.
No,
for
I'm
that,
not even kidding.
Oh,
like canned peaches. Yeah, canned peaches, jar peaches.
Yeah, well, because I was picturing like raw peaches, and those ain't gonna last for shit. They're gonna be rotten quick.
Ones that are in cans
don't prep
and jars.
With bananas.
Very sticky. Not as attractive as a radish. Wait till I show up my radishes. They're gonna last so much longer and be way more desirable. They're probably more nutritious than peaches.
My prep plan is going to be nothing but avocados and bananas.
Good luck.
You can't just mix peaches into any dinner. You can put radishes onto a salad. You can't put peaches in a salad.
No, peaches is your dinner.
If you're at doomsday, that's your dinner.
You ever seen the movie The Road?
Yes.
Oh, man. Where he's with this little kid and they find a bunker and it's the size of this room and it's full of
and they open the Vietnam peaches and they're black. Were they peaches? Weren't they peaches?
No, it was jelly. It was supposed to be jelly.
I thought it was peach
jelly. It was like peach jelly, maybe. Oh. Yeah. Black peach jelly.
Yeah, but there's like all this stuff you can trade. Like if there's no currency, baking soda's a big thing.
Who uses baking soda for what? What are you using it for? Who's using this in the 21st century?
I just saw it in an article and I was like, I need to get 3 boxes. I don't even know why the fuck I have 3 boxes.
Don't you just make little volcanoes with it?
No, I thought it was
just for science
it's
experiments.
It's also a cleaning solution.
Yeah, but you got fucking Tide.
Not in the doomsday, you don't. You're not going to have fucking boatloads of Tide.
Well, we will. At the rate she's buying it.
Shut up.
Okay.
We do have enough bleach to last, I would say, at least 2 years. Thanks, Sam's Club.
No, about a week drinking it. It'll be all right.
God. No, but there's like all this stuff you can trade. Cigarettes, peaches, like canned fruit, brown sugar, baking soda.
Why are peaches so valuable in the
I literally don't fucking know. Coca-Cola's another big thing.
Butthole.
Yes.
No. No. there's all this like weird wacky stuff for first aid. I think it's hydrogen peroxide.
Okay. Hydrogen peroxide.
And then there's some other fucking thing in a
cat food.
Morphine.
Not cat food. Why the fuck cat food?
Because cats don't die.
Yeah.
So you can farm them.
Yeah. Grow a cat farm.
You ever hear about that? Like
unlimited milk.
Old people that don't have enough money, so they eat cat food. That don't make any fucking sense. My cat food's like $1.70 a can. Mm. Is there cat food that's cheaper than fucking ramen noodles? That shit's 75 cents.
Wasn't there a hoarder that bought, or an extreme couponer? I know there's an episode. Someone just goes to the
extreme
store and buys
extreme couponer.
Yeah, but there's some like crazy shit you can like save up and use
there's
it to
no
trade.
Such thing as extreme couponer. Those words do not go together.
There's those episodes, man.
Stupid.
They're ridiculous. Because they have like a stupid stockpile, and you're like, you paid 49 cents for $1,000 worth of food. Are you even going to eat it?
That'd be pretty amazing.
So what you're saying is everybody should stock up on radishes.
Yeah. That's the superfood of the future.
All the radishes.
Nothing but radishes.
Yep. Super move food. Over, avocados. Radishes are the new power
Booyah.
Food.
Yeah. It's like power sauce bars, but with radishes.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I don't know what that power is.
The Simpsons.
Oh. Yeah. All right, let's get kind of to your quiz. I'm curious.
Okay, all right. So.
Can I answer too?
Sure.
I don't know the questions.
Won't he be cheating?
Why would he be cheating?
Because he's been with you prepping.
Ooh.
I'm just an idle bystander.
This is for him.
Should we do it like the news quiz where we get to guess first and then he gets to guess if we get it wrong?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, this is how like long would you survive? Like, will you survive it?
Oh, okay.
Like, this is like what you have in your house right now. You go through this list and it's like, I have this, I have that, I have this much of however, and then I see if you die. So, like, I'm really excited.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to turn it down when she talks and turn it back up when she does.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So...
You bitch about me.
What are the rules? The rules are just, we just give you, the information on us.
What are you poking?
What are you doing? Stop that.
Oh, I thought that's what you wanted me to do.
drink?
Just give it
Peter
to
would
me.
Like a drink, Macy.
I'm thirsty.
He's
thirsty.
Don't whisper it. Fuck.
See, I love this. You guys yell at me. This happens to us sometimes when we're like, Andrew's just like, and he's pointing and grunting. And I'm like,
see, I knew what he wanted.
Like, just say it. On the,
I
on
knew
the
he wanted
There's
a
so
drink.
Much more.
Anyway.
What's happening? Prep.
Okay. All right. So how much drinking water do you have available in your house right now?
Does seltzer water count?
Oh.
That's drinking. That is specifically drinking
okay,
water. You wouldn't use it for cleaning.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to poop
it, right?
in it.
You're not going to use it for cooking, though. You're not going to boil
your sink.
Pasta.
My sink? What about it?
You have that water, too, right?
Yeah, sure.
So would you say you have a half case of water bottles and a faucet in the kitchen? Is that pretty much what you got?
No. I have... I must have 60 cans or bottles of seltzer right now.
Wow. You're not going to boil pasta in seltzer, though.
You could.
You don't eat, he doesn't eat pasta, so.
No.
Right.
He will when there's no more meat.
That's true.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But, no, I have about 60 cans or bottles of seltzer and a faucet. Yes, of drinkable water.
Okay.
Of potable water. With, and I don't rely on the grid because I have
well.
A well.
Okay.
So
all
I'm
right.
self-sufficient. Even if the electricity goes out, I could.
You get a battery backup.
I could battery backup. I could run one of the cars and jump the well.
Yeah. Do you have a generator?
No, but I have cars.
Is that potable water totable?
It is potable and totable.
This works because
totally
the more you
potable.
Talk, the more I can answer these questions.
So,
okay.
Okay, what about puke? Puke?
Huh?
Water? Puke?
Fucked.
Fucked?
Okay, fucked. All right,
I
so
only
I was
have like
say...
10 cans of seltzer.
Okay, and what would you do?
It's just a measure of seltzer.
Do you need me recording points or anything?
I have a Brita filter jug that's empty. I should probably fill that up.
It's perfect.
So far, you're dead.
Now I'm even scared.
Perfect.
So if the power goes out,
uh-huh.
What do you have?
Guns.
That's
lots
true.
Lots.
He's got
heat,
persuasion.
You have guns. That's it.
Yeah,
he'll be the one
you
looting.
Shoot moose and crawl into them for heat.
Okay, so body heat that works.
No, for heat, fucked. It's all electric.
So,
well,
so
I have,
far you are.
It's
dead.
Dumb. I have oil heat in my house. But guess what runs the furnace? Electricity.
All right.
It's real dumb. I need a generator.
Wait, hang on. I got to answer that question, too. Right?
You said you live off the grid. You're good.
No, I don't live off the grid. Off the grid. I just said my water system is kind of off the grid. But with heat, I have oil heat, but it runs off electricity. So that would be fucked. However, I do have two chimneys in this house. One, I could easily just remove a small piece of metal and build a fire into that chimney. And somehow figure it out. Or I could reopen up the hearth, which is right down below the television here to my left.
Hearth.
And I could have a second chimney fireplace.
Also, you have a kerosene heater thingy.
That runs off electricity.
How industrious.
Oh, it does. Wait.
There's a big fan
even,
in there.
All right. Fuck.
But you got all these cars. They're just alternators. You know.
So far
Ooh,
we have
yeah.
fucked and...
Yes.
Not as fucked.
Double.
I am so much better. Can you believe
yeah, this is,
that
this
I'm
makes
more
no sense.
Prepared
so how about,
than you?
No sense.
What will you eat? How much food do you have without going to the grocery store? If a bomb fucking just
Hang on, talking
right
to the
now,
mic. What? I couldn't
if
hear
If a bomb
you.
Hits right now.
Yeah. And
how
my
much
house
food
explodes.
Do you have? What?
My house would explode.
Yeah, you'd probably be dead.
No, it's going to hit Boston and then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So for food, I.
Did you get like groceries for the week? Like, what is your. you open your pantry and you're like, how long can I live off of this?
How many bags of ramen you got?
Shit. Not very much. I could probably live for a month on the canned stuff I have and the bag, like dry stuff, like pasta and stuff that I haven't touched in a long time.
Okay.
But most of my food that I eat on a daily basis is all in the fridge or freezer.
Mm. I have a ton of canned tuna and cat food.
You're set.
I'm set.
You're not doing so hot. Okay.
You just cut your calories. You know, eat a third as much as
how much is a ton?
About 43,000 pounds.
Well, I'm saying... No, it's not true at all.
Christ.
That's about 21 and a half tons. Anyway.
Based on how much I eat, probably like a week.
A week. I'm good for a month. You're good for a week?
If I ration it, I have canned, quite a bit of canned stuff. And all of the tuna stuff that I have is non-perishable. And I probably have like 50 packets of the little tuna packets you see in the grocery store.
See,
those are like 90 calories each.
Here's why I'm prepared in this scenario. Because I started going to Sam's Club back in like January. And I'm like, okay, what are the things I cook? I cook taco stuff. What do I put in taco stuff? I put
taco stuff,
corn, beans, rice, and other shit like that into it. So I bought a ton of that stuff from Sam's Club.
Okay.
All dry goods, so you're...
Yeah. And then I stopped eating carbs and sugar, and beans are carbs. Corn, I don't know what's in it, but it's not good. They're I love carbs. Corn. It sucks.
Corn's a lot of carbs.
Right. So I can't eat the corn, so it just sits there, and it hasn't been touched. I also bought a bunch of green beans and peas, because I like those, too. And I haven't made those or wanted to eat those, so those are still sitting there, too. So is the rice. So is the pasta, none of which I've touched. And it's all just sitting there, so this is why I'm prepared, because I went to Sam's Club and fucked myself.
Hey.
And I think your bed cheese will last a decent amount of time because it's covered in wax. So you could actually take that out of the
bed
fridge.
I saw your bed cheese earlier.
Yeah, it's in the fridge, right?
It's in his bed. Yeah. He keeps it in his bed. Mm. That'd be gross.
Are there just wrappers next to your bed right now? Bed cheese wrappers?
There might be, actually. There might be just one
little
of
red wheels.
I thought he meant like Jay-Z.
What?
Wrappers next to your bed. Hey-ho.
Hey-ho.
He's sitting there eating cheese right now.
Yeah, I do have a bunch of stuff in the freezer. That's not good. I don't have as much canned stuff as I used to because I used to get a bunch of canned like corn and beans.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now I realize like we're all kind of trying to not eat that unhealthy stuff, but that unhealthy stuff keep you alive. I used to have rice, too, a bunch of rice.
Yeah, I still got rice.
Oh, you got rice?
I gave you a bunch of shit recently, too.
I ate it all. Oh, at work, I have a bunch of those meat bars left over.
What's a meat bar?
They're like protein bars. They're pretty gross. I haven't eaten one in months because they're horrid.
Do they serve drinks at the meat bar?
No, just meat.
Okay.
Meat juice.
Meat juice.
Alcoholic meat juice.
How much ammunition you got? That's critical. I mean, you might have 100 guns,
that
but if you only got 4 bullets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it might.
So, well, we didn't get to hear you. I thought at first you'd have an unfair advantage to this, but it's not so much...
it's not a quit. It's like
not right or wrong.
It's a quantifying.
Yeah. So, like, what? So far, how much water do you have, Peter?
We'd probably last a month.
A month on water?
Yeah. And that's like normal intake. That's a...
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Where do you store this
for
shit?
For two people?
I got a lot of closets. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you have any like gallon jugs?
We got all... It's just the Sam's Club water bottles. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What about food?
Pantry is stocked. I don't know. It's all pasta and I don't know. Beans.
How much tuna?
We might have like one can of tuna.
Oh, you're
I'm not a big tuna person.
Guess what, Puke?
What, Andrew?
Guess what I never had.
Have you never eaten tuna?
Why the fuck would
what
I have eaten
the
tuna?
Fuck?
It's pretty good. It's the chicken of the sea.
No thanks.
No.
Okay. I have chicken of the land. Mm. Why would I bother with the sea?
One of these days, I'm going to sneak tuna into your face.
You know, so I don't like seafood very much. There's plenty of things I don't like. You know what I hate more than anything else?
Tuna.
Things trying to be other things.
Oh.
Like,
what?
I had kale chips.
Oh, yeah, those are not good.
Not too long ago.
No, those are not good.
And someone goes, oh, would you eat kale chips if I made them? And I said, oh, that sounds awful.
Wait. If they made them?
Yeah.
No. That's even worse. Kale chips made in a factory are probably bad. Homemade kale chips are probably shit-tastic.
Well, let me explain. Okay. So I said, no, that sounds awful because, one, like, chips are good on their own, but faux chips, that doesn't sound good at all. Like, you're saying you want some not chips that are trying to be chips? That sounds like it's going to be awful. However, a week later,
uh-oh,
same person just goes, do you want some kale? And I go, okay. And then I ate it. I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. And he goes, yeah, that was kale chips. That's the shit you didn't want to eat. I'm like, oh, it wasn't like chips at all. But if I went into it thinking this is trying to be chips, then I would have been sorely disappointed.
Mm.
I just wanted to say that your bathroom door lock is fucking terrifying because I got stuck in the bathroom because I couldn't unlock the door.
I don't know. Everyone has this issue. Well, I hear people trying to escape
Trevor's
the bathroom.
Board!
I closed it. I was like, I'm going to lock it just in case. And I couldn't unlock it. And like, I'm trying to get my nails like in the hooky part and it wouldn't go. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm stuck. I don't have my phone. I can't be like, can someone unlock it?
I've never noticed this. I hear people trying to escape the bathroom. I go, what the fuck are you doing?
I was terrified. I was like, I'm stuck in here during the fucking podcast and I'm trying to get my scarf in there and like change it and turn it.
I don't have to go fiddle with that. I don't know.
Yeah. To be fair,
Jesus Christ.
When have you ever locked the door, Andrew? In your own bathroom?
Yeah, I don't really lock. I don't.
Yeah. It's just a weird escape room. Did you find the key under the toilet? That's the
no,
trick.
No, I had clues. To get my scarf and like dig into the little lock part, and I was like, "Ah, fuck! I'll just fiddle with it."
Well,
and then
she kicked the door down. It's off the hinges.
That happened yesterday too, and I was like, "Oh, this is fine." God, fuck! I locked it. Jesus Christ!
Don't lock it.
I don't know. I should just get a doorstop for people who are worried, and they can just put a doorstop in the inside.
Oh yeah,
God, that was just terrifying.
What question are we on now, Mason?
Right. Sorry, my bad. I got stuck. Okay, if you cut yourself, what do you do for first aid? What do you have for first aid?
Man up.
Band-aids.
Okay.
Soap.
Oh, soap.
Bleach. Is that
bleach?
Good?
No, bleach is bad.
Is not good.
Are you sure?
You do not put that on a wound.
Okay.
You idiot.
Yeah.
Packing tape.
Band-aids.
I've got this. Problem solved.
Okay, just so still, you're good.
We have
you're
two
really
first aid
not...
kits in our house.
Oh, yeah, I got first aid kits.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I actually have like a couple first aid kits. I used to have a first aid kit I'd take shooting with me every day.
Smart.
Every time we'd go shoot. Every day I went shooting, I'd carry a first aid kit.
Those days got expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say you guys both have...
So Puke's better kits. Set than me. I just have Band-Aids.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, I have a Wii kit that's probably out of date.
We have emoji Band-Aids.
Oh,
they're actually little poop emojis.
Okay, that's the only one that's acceptable.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
That's like those Vietnam Band-Aids.
That's
Vietnamese Band-Aids.
Yeah, Vietnamese Band-Aids.
They infect you.
Nothing quite like teaching your kids to rub poop on an open wound.
Yeah.
With poop emoji Band-Aids.
Well, this was after he shit down the stairs, so I was like, he might enjoy this.
Band-Aid butthole.
So, essentially, that's what it was. All right. Shit. Fuck. Okay, if there's a crowd of people at your door, and they're trying to break it down, what do you do? What
Shotgun.
Do you have? You have weapons. You have way too many weapons.
I got all them weapons.
Okay.
Well, we sick the dog on them.
I got one for each hand.
Wow.
One for each hand?
Yeah.
Your 12 gauge would be a bit of a bitch.
That's a little hard, but that's all right.
You could do it.
Yeah, I could do it. I got the pistol grip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's true. I don't have anything with pistol
grip. Yeah. See, I got the pistol grip. I got the collapsible stock. I'm prepared for that scenario.
Yeah.
It's not so good for, like, just shooting.
Yeah.
It's good for shooting people.
Yep.
I guess. And it looks more intimidating than just the stupid wood stock.
Well, I don't have a wood stock.
I'm just saying mine did.
I don't have Snoopy's best friend, wood stock.
What is that thing?
The bird.
What kind of bird?
Tweety. Yellow.
Tweety? What's Tweety?
Is it a finch?
Tweety
like
bird is a different character.
Finches are yellow?
That's yellow.
Finches are yellow.
I can't think of any birds that are just solid yellow.
Let's see.
What's that little parrot? Parakeets?
Oh,
those can be yellow. Yeah. Oh, good point.
Yellow, but holy fuck! Look at these yellow birds.
Oh my god! There's so many. What are those?
There's a parakeet. On the other picture there.
Yellow bird dreams meet.
Yeah, we'll never know
if you dream of a yellow bird.
Yes. There's yellow.
There's a parakeet.
So there are yellow birds.
There's an angry bird.
Yeah, canary. Canary in the coal mine. They're yellow.
Are they?
I think. I don't know.
Oh. Angry birds.
All right. Well,
Yeah. Fuck Charles Schulz. He's an idiot. It's just not funny.
Yeah, that shit is not funny.
Look, Lucy pulled the football out the last minute again.
So it sounds like you guys could fend off a few attackers.
Yeah, how about you?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, we'd stick the dog on him.
Okay, so you guys are fucked.
Scooter would pee on him.
Yeah. Oh.
How big's your dog?
So
people don't know what your dog is.
Here's the thing. If we're fucked in any area, like if Puke needs more water or more food, we just go to your house with the guns and we take your shit.
I got booby traps.
Oh. Macy's prepared. He's not giving up the secrets.
Okay. It's going to be like Home Alone style.
Oh.
Paint cans down the stairwell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Model cars like, that you step on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Micro machines.
Legos.
Broken Christmas ornaments.
Legos. Those bitches hurt.
You heat up a doorknob.
That'd be fun.
Those noises will occur and people will die in.
That would be great. I wish that would happen.
Shovel will hit you in the face at some point somehow.
I also have a cat I could chuck at someone's face.
Iron in the face.
Ooh.
Yeah, that looked painful.
Yeah.
You just yell at them, hang on, it's heating up. Hold, please give me 10 more minutes.
I think we have two irons, so that would be like panini press face.
Oh, yeah.
There's a tarantula involved at some point.
Ooh. As it's heating up, you're like, shit, I gotta get the fucking water in there. Distilled water is not steam mode.
All right. How physically fit are you?
Oh.
Don't look at me.
we all know.
I might be in good shape on this one.
Okay.
Nobody cares about Nick running.
Oh, Nick will run forever.
Yeah, he'll just run.
He'll just outrun the doom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Spell black
just
running.
Solve the doom. All right.
I'd
so
be
I'm
all right. I just
do that. Okay.
There we go.
I've been working out. That's something.
Yeah.
I could do more push-ups than the doom.
The bomb? You just out push-up him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just push the doom.
Do you take daily medications?
No.
Not even for your diabetes?
No, I don't have that either.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay.
Although once the preparation H runs out, it's gonna be
like I take Advil or like ibuprofen, like maybe twice a year.
Okay, so occasional.
So one bottle is good for the rest of my life.
Does alcohol count?
Oh shit!
You better.
Yeah, does that count?
You're gonna need stocking up on the whiskey.
For? Yeah. That's like a bonus. So.
I'm gonna need a lot of that.
Actually, that's good. You should have alcohol to barter with.
Yeah.
Get those little mini bottles.
That just seems inefficient, though.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, because you'd be like, I'll give you two things of rum for.
Oh yeah, they're
whatever.
They're
the fuck.
Like dollar
for
bills.
Your daughter.
No. You get a bunch of empty mini bottles for free, but you have your
fill
big jugs,
water.
And you just fill them, and you can water it down.
Mm.
Oh,
crafty.
Yeah, but then you know someone's gonna be like, "Why is this bottle open?"
Yeah.
And then they're gonna go, and then you're fucked. Someone's gonna get
right.
Shifty.
Okay.
All right. So
like
if
the overlord in charge of the country. Alcohol is that's a good idea. It's
so if you are well stocked, who else in your immediate family knows about your supplies?
Everyone listening to this.
Fuck.
Nobody in my immediate family.
Yeah, nobody in your family knows. But everybody in the sound of our voice.
Okay.
And a lot of people have been to this house over the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So
it's my 2 year anniversary in this house actually. Aww. Like a couple days ago.
Well, congrats. You have a really nice house.
Oh, I didn't get you anything.
I got you buffalo chicken dip yesterday.
You did.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and jalapeno peppers. So you're fucked.
I'm fucked?
You're done.
Oh, because the people?
Is this a quiz online or something you can fill out?
It
oh
is.
Shit.
Yeah, there's actually...
it literally says you're fucked.
It says it's been nice knowing you and you're like done. Like you couldn't.
Wait,
even.
It's telling me I'm fucked?
Yeah, it also says it's been nice knowing you.
Really? I failed?
Yeah, you failed.
Yeah, Ted Nugent wrote it.
Well, there's actually a bigger doomsday preparation quiz, and what it is you can actually download it as a spreadsheet.
Oh, my God.
See,
and you go through...
This is the nerdiest shit.
No, it's actually insane, because you're just like, oh, my God, I'm actually not prepared for anything.
That's true.
Like, even if you think about, like, a nor'easter...
Yeah,
I know it's like
if
basic
lost electricity
as that is
for a week.
Yeah, so like if you're in the middle of like absolutely fucking nowhere, you have no electricity. How many candles do you have?
Oh, I got candles.
Mm. Yeah, I got candles.
Yeah,
there's
so
one
like,
right there.
Oh damn, Jew candles.
yeah.
Like you know, it's just the stuff that not even for doomsday, but just nor'easters.
You know, yeah, Jews have an edge on that because you know what the menorah can double as. Candelabra.
Lightsaber.
What?
Seven Luke, sword.
I don't think you know what a menorah is.
It's the little thing with... It,
eight. Nine. It has nine candles
eight.
On it.
And they,
eight plus one
in the middle?
To light them. I never realized
or
how crazy
the
Jews can be configured differently.
Mm. Oh.
Configured differently?
Yeah.
I didn't know
but it's
was...
just amazing to go through the spreadsheet and be like, oh shit, like I don't have any of that because I didn't know that was a thing. Like bagged rice,
yeah.
Even though like, you know...
It's gross.
You don't really need bagged rice because you can just get like the boil in a bag and like use your water bottle and like fucking lighter and just wait.
Mm.
But it's amazing to just go through this list and go, oh, fuck, I don't have that. Oh, shit.
Couldn't you just suck on dry rice for a while and then swallow it?
That's what she
you
said.
Can do that with a lot of things.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah,
it's fine.
So I'm pissed.
I bet you could just soak rice without boiling it and it would be edible.
Doesn't that what... the Asians do? Isn't that how they do like the sushi rice? Because they do it in the bowl and they kind of have to mix it in and drain it and then you can make sushi out of it?
I have no idea.
I don't know how sushi rice.
I think that's how it works.
Oh, okay.
Don't know, because it has to be cold and then they have to do the rice and clean it.
Well, I'm really pissed because it said I failed, but I thought I did pretty good. I have food, water, guns, and potential heat.
But it's for the how long you do. It's you really don't have a lot of water. If
a month?
He's got a well. He's got a well.
That
if he can just get the pump working,
such,
he can cook a car.
Even if I can't get the pump working, I can manually pump it.
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
But would you really want to be outside while people are scrounging around?
It's in his basement.
I wouldn't have to even go outside.
Well, it still says that you're fucked, so.
Well, it's full of shit. It doesn't know me.
Okay.
You're S-O-O.
I think I'm less fucked than puke, surprisingly.
Yeah, sorry, puke. That's sad.
Well, I got my solution.
And I have a big truck, which is the best vehicle for this.
Sorry,
kind of
I also
thing.
Have a cat,
where
so it's got to be more like...
Is it not work? Your truck, though?
Yeah, transmission.
The transmission. Yeah. You're going to need one of those.
Truck, well, as long as the bomb happens a couple days from now, I'm okay.
Did you know that biblically, I think today was actually supposed to be the end of the world?
It's not over yet.
Oh, is that the
planet
X. Out of no planet?
Yeah, Nimbus or Nubis or number. Yeah.
It's
I don't know.
Planet the size of the moon's just like, ha-ha, I didn't see me, did you?
Surprise, NASA! Yeah.
Where was your Hubble on me?
It's all right. The Earth is flat. It'll miss us.
God. So I thought that was really interesting. I was like, oh, the world's going to end neat. And it's still...
Still out
fine.
There.
Still good.
The world's still out there.
As far as we can tell. Well, we got the lights on inside. It's dark outside, so I don't know. There could just be a fucking void of nothingness out there.
We're set because we got the militarized smart car. There's a little gun turret on top.
It sounds like it has a gun turret on top. Constantly.
How'd that go?
I'm not doing that again.
All right.
God, it's just awful.
On that note, it's time to wrap up.
Absolutely douche.
So, Macy, Peter, thank you so much for coming on.
That was fun, thanks.
Everybody can go to pukeinthegang.com and they can mail us shit. We haven't gotten a package in a while.
No, we have not.
But on top of that, more importantly, at pukeinthegang.com, put a /VIP afterwards and sign up for the PCL and listen to me talk to some person who kept interrupting the show tonight that said, I don't care about your show, I need advice. And I said... Doesn't change anything. I'm still doing a show. And she said, gay.
Fuck yeah!
So.
Right.
But thank you guys for coming on. Yeah, and thank you for the food.
Yeah, thanks, Macy, for the dip.
You're welcome.
Delicious dip.
I'm going to go make some.
Ooh. All right. Are we good?
Yeah.
Rock on. Rock on your doomsday device.
Fixed?
No, it's not.
What the fuck?
Fix it.
Okay, now I'm me. I wanted Osborne to show up to poker so I could be like, I fucking knew you were gonna come.
That
and then
great.
Just like make him feel really awkward because he'd be like, God damn it, this girl again?
I didn't sweat in anyone's mouth today.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wait, you shit yourself?
We're gonna hear the story.
Oh, man.
Yes. My shitty brother from another mother.
How's the rest of it go?
I don't know.
No one knows.
No one cares.
It's like
a... Who's changing
that part?
Sorry, you're not getting any rapping from me.
Who?
No. Only at Christmas time. Way.
Oh, yeah, it's probably Yom Kippur or some shit right now.
It is. 2 days ago.
I don't know what that means.
There you go. How the fuck do you know that? Why do you know that?
I was
Are
listening,
you Jewish?
I was listening to a Jewish podcast. Or not a Jew. A podcast.
A Jewcast.
A Jew.
Go for it. Puke.
What am I going for?
Play the drops.
Here it comes.
Oh.
No, not those.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The drops we're just talking
Johannes.
About.
In what order?
The one.
Whatever order
whatever
you
said.
Them, okay.
Not these.
The ones that were sent in.
Those. Oh. Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Good solid BM. Poop routine / butt feeling. So this is my theory.
Not as funny.
Someone went crazy in the bathroom. I don't even want to put anything in there. I like old guys. Because I've seen videos.
It certainly was not me, sir.
Seems like you had that planned. This is your puss. What you would describe as diarrhea. I don't think they would buy it. Yeah, I took some psych classes. My meat sack. My poop routines and the way my butt feels.
Fuzzy balls. Balls of fake fuzz. Fur. Fake fur balls. Hairy furry balls. It's a weakness of character if you purchase that. I've got a fuzzy ball at home. It's a cat. Now I know the news.
My dick.
Andrew is actually a very useful person to trivia.
Hey.
No.
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 I am sweating.
Yeah, I only curse in bed.
Oh, yes.
No.
I'm so glad someone captured that.
God. My dick.
That's pretty
good. The
going.
Dave ones are good. I like the Dave ones. Yeah. And the Puke ones. Ooh. I guess they're all good.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Johannes.
I like the noises.
I sent it. I literally okay. just sent it.
It might still be like uploading.
It's in your butthole.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait. Are you in Every or Telegram?
Just
what?
Every send butthole is a Telegram.
I sent it to Telegram.
I have a photo of my Telegram.
Okay, so it's not every butthole. Telegram butthole.
I don't have Telegram butthole.
He doesn't have Telegram butthole.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Okay, every butthole.
So just so everyone knows, we're talking about our group chat. I'm going to read mine.
You're dumbass.
I have one called Every Butthole. I have one called Telegram Butthole. I have one called Ugh. I have one called Building Butthole. I have one called Lemon Butthole.
Ooh.
Wow.
I have one called PATG Music Butthole.
Stupid.
That's all the buttholes. All
right.
Oh, weird. People are like watching us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's in my house.
So it's okay.
The only people that watch me are whoever's hacked into my Nest account.
Oh, my God. Okay. So while we're waiting for the. That wasn't me. That was Puke.
Smoke?
Oh, that's what's vape.
Oh. It's ghost smoke.
But while we're waiting for the room to cool down a little bit. Good thing we're not doing a show tomorrow, guys. So anyway, my friend Larry works in like AV equipment, like camera systems and stuff for businesses and audio systems. So
security stuff, yeah.
Yeah, one night, Longface, his wife Sarah, their son Rowan, my uncle and I were out to dinner at this new restaurant. It was some Mexican place, and we're eating there, and Longface just happens to mention in passing... Oh, yeah. I think Larry did the, like, camera system for this place or something. And he was showing me some website where you can, like, watch, like, security cameras live feed in China and shit. I'm like, oh.
What is that called? That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, I'm like, that's kind of interesting. And then we just moved on and kept eating.
Oh.
Later that night, like, right after this restaurant, I went out to a bar with other people.
It's called Insecam. Insecam. Insecam.org.
World's biggest online camera directory.
Oh, you can do it by country. Let's go to Brazil.
No, America.
No, Brazil. Everyone's just going to be twerking, right?
Yeah.
Twerk.
It looks dark. Is it nighttime
Let's go to
Brazil?
U.S. and see if I can find... Yeah, it's nighttime here.
Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't even know.
So...
Shut up.
Anyway, I go out to a bar after this Mexican place. Let's just call it La Sombrero, because I can't think of a name for it.
La Sombrero.
And so Larry texts me, and he's like, hey, did you want to go to La Sombrero with me? And I go, oh, I literally just left there. And then, the next thing I know, I get a little short video sent to my phone of Longface and his baby walking by in the restaurant. Larry was able to pull it up like that, like instantly, and send the video. It was very kind of creepy and crazy. But I was just telling that story so we could cool down. Hey, there's a man standing at a cash register.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to get robbed?
Let's do Panasonic camera in Hong Kong.
Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Oh, that one says Hong Kong.
It says Hong Kong.
Wait, who got... Oh, wait, her...
This is somebody's bedroom.
Yeah.
What the
looks like
fuck?
One of those little apartments in Hong Kong.
What is happening? What? Why are we watching somebody's bedroom?
I'm
watching Chinaman bedroom.
This is under the most popular link. IP cameras by rating.
Wait, what's the third one? It looks kind of shiny.
Panasonic HD camera in India, Pune.
Yeah.
Pune.
Masharata.
Oh, it's just some monks rubbing.
Oh my God, it is a monk rubbing a Buddha or something.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
They're bathing Buddha. That's a very silver
shrine. Yeah, they've got Vaseline smeared on the camera or something.
Makes it look extra shiny.
Yeah. Extra shiny and Indian-y.
I sent you this.
Oh, you did?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the
best. It's your fault, you son of a bitch.
I love that fucking...
Like, probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, that better work.
I think it's older than that.
Just makes you want to eat some curry.
Have you ever seen the music video for it?
Probably. Probably when you sent it to me, I think you probably sent it.
Yeah,
like
probably is on YouTube.
All right. What are we doing?
When we come back, let's talk about poker.
Poker. In the front. No, no, wait. Poker in the rear? Liquor
isn't
in the front?
Liquor in the
front? Poker in the rear, yeah.
That's disgusting, man.
It's just, it's a bar. That's what they do.
I keep making my sounds.
All right. AC off.
Apply Astroglide to your neck.
Yes, it what?
Look, neck.
How else am I going to get my head in someone's ass?
Oh, because you rolled. Yeah.